Hello, this is William Fink. This is the Christigenia European Forum call. It is Thursday, October 7th at 2 p.m. This is an open forum. We have several people here already. I have to turn their microphones on because I had yous automatically on the old channel so that yous could talk here as soon as yous got here, but I don't, I had to redo the channel, so I'm going to have to redo those settings, right?
Okay. Oh, right.
Well, anyway, hello, Matthew. Long time no hear. Hello, Dorcas. And Sussex Man.
Hello.
And Tia.
Tia.
Hello.
How we doing? Dorcas, I'm sorry I owe you an email. I know I'm a bum. I got a zillion emails that I owe, and I just can't do it. I'm
Please,
sorry.
Don't worry about it.
Well, I do. I feel terrible.
No, you've got a busy life. Very busy life.
How
you do it. Yes. I don't know how you fit it all in.
Well, I don't. It stuff keeps spilling over the top of the bowl. I can't stop it.
Yeah, well, it's a good time you're in the prime of your life. That's all I can say, to cope with it all.
Well, I hope so. I pray so. That's all. Well, we do the best we can, right? That's the way it is.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I just go about day to day. There's always something pressing to do, but, there's always something for you to lead you on to the next job, isn't there? So it's quite an interesting thing to have, really. It saves being bored and wondering what to do with yourself.
I never have a problem with boredom, that's for sure.
No, I live in a very old community where they've got no stimulus and they're bored. They don't know they're bored, but they're just existing. I can't understand it myself. So I'm very aware that it's so
important. Well, right. We should continue to learn and investigate and experience life right up to the day we die, right?
Sure. Yes,
and if you're 35 or 85, you should tackle life in the same manner. That's what I believe.
Yes.
Absolutely.
If you sit around and play darts after 60, you may as well have died at 60.
Yes, right. Absolutely. You just do it a bit slower.
Well, right. But I mean, if you're not learning and building your life and edifying your brethren and trying to share your wisdom that you've accumulated, you may as well be dead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I can see that. They're just waiting to die, actually. Well, maybe they are dead, really brain dead, but they're just existing. It's awful to see it, and I'm sure that it's something that they've accumulated, that they become victims of this health service. Everyone wants someone to have an illness so they can
poison them.
Do something. Yes, and it's all a job creation. They all have carers, but if one of them said, get up and do it yourself, that would do that person more good than being nursed along, you know.
I don't know how true it is, but somebody sent me some statistics the other day that said that in America, 1 out of 5 children, 3 out of 5 adults, and 9 out of 10 senior citizens, people retired, people over 65, are on pharmaceuticals, prescribed pharmaceuticals. That's just crazy.
That's the power of the big pharma, though, isn't it? Because they're just pushing their agenda all the way.
Well, right. Yep. They want a check from each and every one of us for as much as they could get every month. It's not about providing a service for people in need and creating a viable business. It's about poisoning people in the name of Wall Street profits.
Right. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Certainly is. Yep.
It's a sick world. It's the Jewish world. The Jewish world dominion has made this a very sick world. And it's not going to stop. It's going to get worse and worse.
Yep.
And yet it's so exciting to discover that your body, that our Heavenly Father made, has got everything within it for its own healing and health. We don't have to look at outside.
Well, right. If we'd eat, if we'd only eat right and follow his laws.
Yeah.
But the next thing, you know, I just had a letter to say they're now going to give the flu jab. I think my date is next week. I'm not going to turn up, but they've got a list of everybody. But, I mean, it's disgusting, really. And how English people and nurses don't see through it, I have no idea why they think they're doing everyone a favour.
Well, the present flu jab contains what they couldn't use from the swine flu last year.
Right.
In addition to whatever else, you know, whatever that potent concoction is, they've thrown in the... you know, what was left over from the swine flu as well. And they reckon that they've actually admitted that it doesn't do anything to help elderly people in any way. And therefore, now the dose for the elderly is going to be quadrupled.
Good.
Yeah. Dear.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Mm. They're really looking to just kill off 20% of the population. And everybody over 60.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they're saving on their pension liabilities. They're thinking of all those pensions they won't have to pay out anymore.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, while I put it on a new Ensign site, there's a video. Bill Gates, right out of his mouth, wants to reduce world population 10 to 15% through health care.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that Orwellian doublespeak or what?
It's all coming to pass, isn't it? Just as
when
as
they
outlined.
Take care of your health, it's finished. That's basically what he's saying. Yeah. You better take care of your own health, or you won't have any.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's sick.
Certainly is sick. The quicker it ends, the better.
Well, a lot of people are out there swallowing it down in droves.
Yes.
They're out there lining up at the trough to eat out of the slop of the New World Order, and they're loving it.
Telephone.
I do.
Yeah, I know. I should have disconnected that telephone before I.
You mean you haven't trained Sam to answer the phone?
Well, I must say, I turned my clock off so you wouldn't hear the chimes.
Well, now it's my fault. I'm sorry, Betty. I only pick on you about that anyway. I don't mean it. In fact, it probably gave the program a little English flavor, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Distinction.
Well...
So what are we up to? I mean, I've been preparing for this. I've been spending all my time lately preparing for this 10-10-10 event. I got a few. I hope it's good material, and a lot of information that I don't think the common people that most people know. John Hancock and John Adams and even Benjamin Franklin. And I found in, that, you know, I read this Carl Van Doren biography of Benjamin Franklin, and I hope to get into it in the program if I have enough time. And I read this in prison, and I thought it was a great book. I really did, because I always liked Franklin, but it never mentioned anything about his Christianity.
Right.
Well, I've been pulling up old sources that have no reason to be dishonest. Van Doren is an old source. I mean, he wrote this in the 1930s, and he was a professor at Princeton. Well, evidently, he's a humanist, he quoted a lot of Franklin's letters that I've managed to obtain entire versions of from old and reputable sources on the internet. I mean, like the University of Pennsylvania, right? Well, Van Doren skipped all the parts in these letters where Franklin discusses Christianity.
Oh.
And worked his biography. He was lying by omission, right? He worked his biography of Franklin so that he would not discuss Franklin's professions of Christianity.
Yeah.
And when you read his book, well, he's not being dishonest. He's just not presenting certain information. So he's not, I should say, he's not being outrightly dishonest. He's not lying, right? But he's lying by omission. He's just not including anything Franklin discussed about Christianity. So somebody might pick up this, like I did at one time. I mean, 12 years ago when I read it, it's the first book I read in when I got to Elkton. What happened was I had transferred from one prison to another, and when that happens, you have no property. So I went right to the library for a book, and I found this 1936. You know, they stock these new prison libraries from old prison libraries from extra books and things they're getting rid of, right, just to get them started. So I found this old 1936 copy of this book, and I considered it to be authoritative, and it's. Yeah, you know, I've learned that it's well recognized in academia. Well, of course it is, but because it cut out everything Franklin said about Christianity.
Yeah,
it's just crazy, and a lot of people today are convinced that Benjamin Franklin was a deist. Well, reading this book, you'd think he was.
Yeah.
I thought he was. I almost fell for it. I did a little research during this 10-10-10 thing on the internet. And found quite the opposite's true. Franklin was was definitely a Christian.
Oh,
Christian,
that's...
Yeah, I would say so. I also saw so, but I didn't know better.
Neither did I. And you know, I would be I didn't know what John Adams's position was on Christianity. I never paid much attention. I had a copy of the Adams papers when I was a kid of his papers, but you know, they were way over my head. I lost them by the time I was 12 or 13. It's we moved from place to place, and some of my books turned up missing. About three cases of books that I would consider dear even today. But because when I was a young child, I loved books, and I went to these church rummage sales to buy books, right? Most kids were buying action figures, and I was buying books. God is my co-pilot, and stuff like I remember reading when I was a kid. I bought most of my books at these old church rummage sales, a few cases of them turned up missing, and I never got a chance to read them. Well, that was one of them. But I did peruse it a few times, but it was way over my head, it wouldn't be today, of course, but I don't have it available. However, I did a lot of research on Adams, and he was definitely a Christian. They were all Christians.
Yeah, that's right. In the beginning, certainly.
So that's the main gist of my paper, of my presentations on Sunday are going to show that all of these men were Christians, and I'm going to get into a lot of the founding documents from before the Constitution.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, like the Virginia Declaration of Rights. And some things that James Madison argued in the Virginia legislature that before he wrote the Constitution. He wrote the Constitution. You know, James Madison was trained for the clergy, and he became a lawyer instead. You'd think he jumped from heaven to hell on that one, right? Well, back then there were actually some Christian lawyers, right? There were some.
Right. Yeah.
Well, James Madison was. He studied in theology and Hebrew.
Oh.
And that's the guy that wrote the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Uh-huh. That's the right one.
Years ago, when we used to see the films, and we had in the films, America was portrayed as some gangster country or a cowboy in Indian country. But when I went to America, I was so amazed. I thought, what a beautiful country. Why don't they make films about this? Now I can remember my own thoughts.
Well, what was the Jews? That's that they, that, yes. Yeah, you know, they displayed the seedy side of America. That they yes. never displayed the what was good and noble about America, unless it was Gone with the Wind and everything good and noble about America was in the middle of being destroyed.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's all been hidden from us. So it'll be interesting to hear you then on the 10th.
Oh,
yeah. I think that even the English will like it.
As long as we can understand it.
well, actually, you know, the as late as 1775, and the summer of 1775, men like John Hancock did not dream of rebelling against the king and seeking independence. They didn't dream of it, except that England would not budge. England was taxing the colonists, and the colonists saw that as slavery, because the colonists were free Englishmen who had no representation in Parliament.
Yes, and no taxation without representation.
Yeah.
It was with when Thomas Paine wrote Common Sense, that was published in January of 1776, and that rolled the ball. Yeah, you know, that got people interested in independence. That was really the fuse.
Yeah.
Because the king didn't listen to any of the recourses of the colonists. And this had been going on since at least 1763. 12 years. They wouldn't listen. Yeah. They kept taxing these colonists without representation. And that's, according to what I've read, that goes against the English Constitution. That created the parliamentary democracy in the first place, under Charles II, Charles II, when the Restoration happened.
Oh, can we unmute Man of Den?
I'll make it so he's always unmuted in here. I don't know if he wants it to be unmuted or not, but...
Okay. he is writing. My microphone is not on. Okay. Okay,
I'm
clear.
I thought I'd fix that, but it evidently it didn't work. If you leave and come back in, okay. You could grant yourself talk power here in this channel.
Yeah. That is easier.
No, it's his computer.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, okay. Poor soul. Next time.
Well, hello, anyway, Man of Dan. Well, anyway, yeah, my endeavor is, and I'm pretty sure I'll meet my objective, to prove beyond doubt that America was founded as a Christian nation.
Yeah, oh sure.
And I actually have three programs prepared, and I can only do two. I'm only scheduled to do two, so I'm offering my third program to Sword Brethren, hoping that, because he hasn't had the chance to prepare yet, so he might do my third program.
Oh, that's super good.
Well, which Eli doesn't know about yet, but I guess he'll be finding out if Brian decides to do it. I'm on it at noon and at 4 by myself. The schedule will be on the front page of Christogenia. It already is.
Yeah.
And the links.
This is really. It's at noon. But it's 6 o'clock here.
And Christogenia's ranking of websites in the world on Alexa yesterday was 358,000.
Okay. Wow, you're going up with good. Speed now.
Yeah, that's good. Let it be so. The more
it almost concerns me, right?
That's a good thing.
And the new Ensign site averaged about 93 visits a day in September.
That is very
good.
That's not too bad.
Yes. Do you get much correspondence from people who read?
Well, that's my problem, Dorcas. I get too much correspondence, and I don't get a lot of hate mail. But I get too much. I can't answer people. Sometimes it's I answered emails last month that were from March and April. It's terrible.
Aya. Yeah, it's
difficult.
Yeah.
So if you send me anything and you never get an answer for 6 months, don't worry about it. What can I say?
Now you better wait for 14 days and then we are here on the
I need a wife / secretary / file clerk / cook /
don't worry.
I've got high hopes, huh?
You need at least two or three then.
That would do nothing but cause problems, especially since she'd probably have to have a job too, because I can't afford her. That's okay.
Yeah.
I'll get by somehow. And as long as I got Mom to cook for me. She went away last month. She went to Mass. She went home to Massachusetts to see her aunt with my grandmother for a week, and I had to cook for myself for a week, and man, it was hard. I was lost. Just because I don't want to spend the 3 hours away from my computer it takes to shop and cook every day. That's a task. I forgot what it was like, believe me.
Yeah. People take that for granted, don't they, until it's taken away.
I used to do all the cooking, and I don't know how I did it. I did all the real cooking in my house when I had kids. My wives couldn't cook. I worked and had kids and cooked most of the meals. Yeah, I would bring home dinner with me if I wanted to cook. And I would stop at the butcher, and I did most of the meat shopping, and I did the produce shopping. She would only go buy the condiments and the staples, and, you know, once a month she would do that. But I did most of the cooking. I cooked at least 4 days a week for years.
So some lady would like to take you on, I should think.
Well, yeah, right, but I don't yet know that
handyman cook.
I guess I just didn't want to spend the time away from the computer last month when Mom was away, but I really forgot what it was like to try to cook a whole meal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to cook every day.
Well, I didn't start at that, so.
And Sussex Man knows about it as well.
Yeah, well, before you came on, I was telling Bill the Dutch ladies, you know them, Bavarian men. They was wondering why they hadn't had a reply when I told them. They said, well, I didn't think pastors would be very busy.
Yeah. And
that's
the ones they know.
Yeah, there was a silly problem with the transformation of your email. I got it in, and I tried to send it over to the Netherlands to her address. And it was returned automatically, immediately. I said, what is this?
Well,
and I tried
to prove
myself. And I did send her another one, and it came through. And I said a second one, it came through. I said, now, this is crazy. Why is not Chris ones coming through? So I took only one way, and I sent it to her husband. That's the other computer in the house. And I told her yesterday that it did so, so probably she has it in hands now.
So it didn't come back. Yeah.
But anyway... In her husband it came in. But her husband has another address.
Yeah, it said on mine, on the one I put the copy of the note, it said, and it said suspected spam.
Yeah. Oh, well, on my one, the postmaster didn't say anything. So whatever went on, I don't know. But anyway, I got it through via her husband, and okay, that's the other way of doing. Yeah, so what if it doesn't go into one channel? Take the other channel. It works. But I had a nice weekend.
Because she hadn't got that reply. She sent me another email and said, did I get her previous one? So in the end, I phoned her up and said, I sent it by Bavaria Man.
Yeah. And I sent it to her, finally her husband. No, okay. There wasn't a note on the email right now, so probably she got it in. Otherwise, she would have said so. She didn't read it. But that will come all right. That's okay. That's no worry. By the by, I have been working 2 days now. I had to clean out the second guest room. So now I have 2 guest rooms available. Because in 2 weeks, my friend and another friend of us is coming from the Netherlands over for a week here. And so we can try how it's working with the 2 rooms. So I have done 4 beds available. But it was a horrible job to get it clean. But I found something. And this is very important. I have it here on my knees. And this is interesting for Chris. And it's called ASK Impression A9 Plus, and that's a beamer, a real beamer. I obtained it from the company. They dumped it in the usual dustbin years ago, and I thought, well, the optics are very fine to me, and maybe the rest is out of order. It looks quite well, except that the lamp wasn't in. And so I said, okay, if the lamp is not in, I'm going to look at the internet what the lamp is costing. The whole thing costs €8,000. Extreme. I never realized that they are so expensive. And the lamp, I tried to find out what's the original lamp. That was €550. Only the lamp. That's crazy how expensive that is. And the cheapest one I could find was about €350. It's still enough. And if you have the mounting of the original lamp, which you don't have, unfortunately, then you can get in another spare type of lamp, but only the lamp, and then you're only €125 lost. And I'll see what I can do. But if that one works, it would be super for the next conference when we have that problem also solved. But it's a real big one with a 150-watt power lamp in it. And it can have connections to the computers, USB mouse, your S-video, video, and all the stuff in what we need. Well, when William is coming in 2 weeks, then we will check it, whether we can use this device and see what we can do. For I like to test it before I'm going to say it's all right, it works.
I know so the lamps are very expensive.
Step by step. Yeah. And they have 2,000 hours of burning hours, they say. And I don't know how long they have been burning in the company. But 2,000 hours from the company is very long. I don't believe it. But maybe they have been able to drop it somewhere or whatever. I saw a lot of these machineries, and I could obtain only one. And I placed it somewhere. And I was so far. Well, I saw on the internet what the shape of the lamp was. Then I realized I have seen these lamps on the dustbin collection in the company in those days. And I know I took 2 of them home, but I don't know whether they are just for this machine, for a variety of these lamps, for so many of these different machines. So, well, I couldn't find them today. I've been looking around, and I don't remember where I placed them. But I'll see how to solve that problem. Maybe someone has an old one which is out of order. Okay, then I can get that one. But maybe I'll go and call these companies and find out what they can do in a reasonable price. For it's a horribly expensive. But if it works, the machine, then it is perfect. And we can use it next year in top quality. That's really great. And we need some like that. And it would be possible then to have a connection from the solar telescope, because the sun is going to be active right now, and then we can have a connection from the video recorder from the telescope and give the information straight on to the beamer and to on the screen. Then you can see live on the screen what's happening at the sun in hydrogen alpha light. This is really something for a conference as well. To see the light from the nearest star only in its hydrogen light. So this is it could be something. But it's an experiment. So, you know, there is still music in. I'm still working on the creation of the conference room.
you don't want to spend a lot of money on a bulb and then find a thing that still doesn't work.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why I like to use another projector, which I have, which use with a very nice beam, and then with two mirrors I can place the light into the device and let the other projector shine through. But there is a little connector in it. You need to have a connector for whatever reason. I don't know what it does. It's a four-pole connector, and that must be connected in some certain way, whether it is for the temperature or just an interlock or whatsoever. I have no schematic, so I can't find out that. But maybe these service stations can tell about it, if they want to. And then I can see whether it is successful. But if successful, then we are lucky. Yeah. But that's all for the next round. First we are going to have the Sunday, and I'm be interested. It starts on 3 o'clock in the afternoon for us, wasn't it?
Yes.
When it starts in English time at 3 o'clock, wasn't it? It's
yes,
6 hours
4 o'clock your time, yeah.
It's 4 o'clock my time then, huh? Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, we'll start up in the proper way, and then at 6 o'clock I'll go downstairs, for I need to have some fuel in the tank.
Yeah.
Otherwise the machine doesn't work properly. Yeah. But it's... they were talking about Eastern time, and it is not the middle time. The Eastern time is 6 hours time difference from here.
Yes.
Chicago.
It's five.
Chicago
five
is 7 hours. That's five from here. That's right.
Yeah.
So I have to know exactly. On the other hand, when you're opening up the talk show, then you can see whether you have an hour or 2 hours left over.
Yeah.
So you can start up during the morning. That is right. Oh, yeah. Okay. It's a good start. And Sunday starts for us very early for the Americans. That's our lucky thing, huh? But we have to stop earlier, because 10 o'clock is 10 o'clock in the evening. And the worst which can happen is that it includes dry weather, but this is the last I expect. Yeah. And, oh, what is that? Sunday, huh? Coming Sunday. Whoop, that is October here.
Well, Bavarian, and it's October there, and Chris told me that you might be indisposed today because it's October in Bavaria.
Yeah,
but it's Oktoberfest. There's the festivity. Yeah, but
right. So what are you doing here?
That is all over by the 4th, and I wasn't there. I never go there.
It's Oktoberfest. It's only over by the 4th.
Yeah, it's the last week of September and the 1st of October. It's 2 weeks of beer drinking.
So why don't they call it Septemberfest?
Yeah, it was formerly in October from the first 2 weeks, but then they mostly had the first week good weather and the second always rotten weather. So they shifted it a bit to make sure that they have good weather. And they were right, because the last week of September was beautiful weather here. And the couple from the Netherlands was in over here, and we saw it all. It was fantastic. It was great weather. And the second week was 50-50 about. It was rainy. But in these tents, in these huge tents where about 5,000 people can go in, and they have about five of these tents, that means 25,000 people. They are sitting there and drinking beer, and the bands are playing, etc. It's a tremendous festivity. If you have seen it twice or thrice, that's enough. And I've seen it some 20 years ago, and I said, okay. And the people here from the village, they never go. I said, oh, that nonsense. We have seen it long enough. We don't go anymore. Too expensive for them.
I'm sure.
But they really come from all over the world to have these... to have these drinking, the beer festivity. It's only to drink beer. And it's about a liter, huh? That is 400 is a half. The liter is just over a quarter gallon, yeah. Just some more as a quarter gallon. That's only one glass. And they can even drink across over the table with some of these guys together. No, that is it. It's what they are drinking on beer. I never get it straight through my throat. Never. Yeah, I prefer to have some wine. That's better. Yeah.
I thought but, you said here you had locally, a local
they all have,
village.
Beer. It's in Munich, but the village, the people from the village here, they are never going there to Munich. Some might do it, but the youngsters could do, but it's too expensive. If you're going there on that fancy fair, it is a fancy fair with all these machineries and wheels and turning things and what the hell ever, all that rubbish on it. It is so expensive, but you are paying for the 30 or 35 seconds that you're moving in these machineries that I say, no, never. It's too expensive. And I think it's the most expensive glass of beer that you can buy in Germany. That's right there. And if they want to have a party like that or a festivity in Rosenheim, that's about half the distance instead of going to, that you have a month earlier, you have a beer festivity. It's all a lot smaller, and it's very nice for the children. It's very fine, and your beer is about half the price. That's worth it. And these Bavarians like to drink it, and if they have to pay the double price, it's too expensive for them. Then they say we're not going. But some people are there saving their money all over the year to go over on these festivity weeks. And by the way, the most crazy thing is, when you're coming the second week, it's jam full with only Italians. For Italy is having for the second week holiday time, and then they are coming to Bavaria to spend the money the Germans pay in Italy. Then they are just using it just for here. And these Italians like to have the beer. They call it Biera, I heard from local informations. That's nothing to me. But let them have the fun. And if they come with aircraft loads, let them come and have the fun. I don't need it.
Bavaria, man.
And you have to inquire here in the village. Because yeah. Yeah?
I was wondering, has the German press picked up on the catastrophe in Poland?
When?
Well, that disaster at the aluminium smelting place, where the lake of bauxite, what would you call them? The outwash is that lake reservoir is broken, and it's gone
right
into the river supplies, and it's into the tributaries of the Danube. And it contains, it's all red. The whole countryside is red where it seeped. And it contains arsenic and all the other heavy metals associated in as byproducts of bauxite. It's extremely serious.
Yeah, if that comes in, then the bad luck is for them, because the Donau is running out of Germany, alongside of the borderline of Austria and Czechoslovakia, and then it's going to Vienna, straight away through Romania, etc., until the Black Sea. So it doesn't come in Germany. So far, I didn't have any information, and I rarely have here during the week anything of television or whatsoever on. So I have to listen into that, and I have to go to the neighbors for that. But I should have to pick it up from the internet. But I didn't
know
about it.
Whole villages have had to be evacuated, and they won't be allowed to go back there.
Right.
So therefore they won't have any work to do, or any, they can't use the land for agriculture. They're just going to have to abandon this land and the villages and so on. And of course,
that can easily be. That's life dangerous.
But of course, it just means that these people will migrate to their favourite homing ground, which is us at the moment, isn't it? It's Britain. We seem to have more Polish people over here than anybody else.
That could be. We have quite a lot of Polish people here. And in the Netherlands, they have a lot. And of these transport companies, in the Netherlands certainly, they have a lot of transporters. The truckers, which they are using, they simply dumped the Dutchies and got the Polish people on. They are working for half the price.
Well, that's right. In Poland, child benefit is £5 a week. So if they come over here, then ours is £20 a week. And under the EU rules, they claim in the country where they're working. So suddenly their income just hits the ceiling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they are extremely lucky. For them, it's great. But for us, we can forget.
You're paying for it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just an.
But if such this disaster that can bring in a lot of more people from Poland, for we are obliged more or less to help them. And
well, that's right.
That can cost us our economy as well.
Yes.
That is.
Yes.
Right.
So that's things are getting worse pretty rapidly. That was my point.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's really great. That's a terrible thing. And because during the use of the working on bauxite, there is always coming fluoride free. And that fluoride is coming in quite a lot of quantities, and that is sodium fluoride, NaF, and that is rat poison. So if you have rat poison over your fields, you can forget your fields. It's poison for a long time, anyway.
It's a neurotoxin.
And if they have to clean
that
out, it's very toxic. That's all the problem.
It's like the rest of the EU.
That is one of the problems
which
you have. Yeah, mostly, and they should have kept it in the basins. Yeah, the typical Polish basins. And I don't know how big they are, but if you have a break in the wall, if it could be sabotage, you never know.
And I think it was just neglect. I think it was
neglect.
Yeah,
that's one of them. Who is going to pay for that? They can stop the company. That's a horrible thing. And if that's going to the River Donau, it comes to Vienna, and Austria is going to have a big claim. For then the whole river is killed, and the fish is in. You can't forget with all these fishes.
Right.
And the fishermen people, they're not. This is all poisoned.
Yeah.
And everybody who is drinking or using that water.
That's right. Well, the original pH was between 12 and 13, so you can imagine what kind of material it is. And they've been trying to counteract that.
Yeah.
So.
And I don't know how many cubic meters it is, but if it is flooding over the villages, then it must be a huge basin.
It was a very large reservoir, and it was highly toxic.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And they still can have that so open. It's crazy that it could be. Yeah, you see that these kinds of disasters are coming in time after time. Because of neglect. Yeah. Yeah. And how they're going to stop that and clean. That costs millions.
The money men know that. That's why they tighten up on the money. They know it causes disasters like this.
That's right.
That's what I want, that's what I want. It could easily be so, It's the end time, we can expect anything, so... I still wonder how this was that the nuclear reactor here just over the border was in Czechoslovakia. I don't hear anything of it anymore. It's as if either it's functioning without problems, or it is really stopped. I don't know. But a lot of people were very afraid of that machine because it was half American, half Russian build. And these kind of mixed machines, you better don't use it. It's too dangerous. And wasn't it? We have seen how it works in Harrisburg. That was a long time ago, but it was also a disaster. But that's years ago. They unfortunately could solve that problem. But a second disaster, as we have had in Chernobyl, we don't want to have anymore. But even these poisonous things, yeah, now you can see how dangerous it is. It can happen in any company, that is so, but these kind of companies in Poland, you can expect it a bit earlier, but under the control of the European Union, a thing like this should have been impossible, but now you can see that it happens. And it's always in a small corner, such a disaster, and when it comes, it's a hell. Yeah.
But the European Union is a tyranny, isn't it? You know, and tyrannies are only held together by ineptitude and corruption,
right.
And it's got plenty of each. So therefore, you can expect things like this to happen.
That is correct. Yeah. Well, we have a dangerous time. A lot of things can happen. Every year that we can have a conference, we may clap our hands and praise the Lord that we can have a conference. You don't know what happens next year.
Well, we expect to be preserved in the middle of all this mayhem, don't we?
This is also correct. Yeah, when you're following his duty, doing your duties for him, then he will indeed keep you at hand and guide you through. Not really that much will go on to happen to you. And if you're making stupid mistakes, you get a full hit. Yeah, that is right. And so far, I really may not complain, indeed. And I think none of us so far. But we have to.
I don't know if I want to leave my house in Europe. Gypsies might move in and you won't be able to get them out when you get home.
You're absolutely right. Take your dog for a walk and you come back and they've changed all the locks.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, imagine,
And the police say it's a civil matter and it is nothing they can do about it.
Okay, so I would civilly pick up a baseball bat, right?
But I think that they know who they're going to target, don't they? They target the old and the infirm and the women and so forth. You know, they don't target anybody who can wield a baseball bat.
Well, that's the men, you know, not doing anything about it. That's the problem. But it's the same thing here. It won't change.
Do you know what I've noticed? That so many women now are on news broadcasts, and particularly the BBC, and they're in all the political comments. There's so many women. I wonder where all the men have gone with their views.
Men need not apply. They can't get men. They don't want to use men for those programs, and it's another facet of the social battle against our race.
Dorcas, this week the EU, the European Commission, threatened measures to force major European companies to include more women on the management boards. They have to have, they've got a target of 30% women in these boardrooms by 2015. And this particular female commissioner said that she was holding this sword of Damocles over companies because if they can't self-regulate, then she will have to impose this, which she's planning to do all along. But any self-respecting woman doesn't want a job on that basis. She wants it on merit.
Well, right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Horrible. In fact, they're blocking the men off.
And it hurts companies that can't find a qualified a qualified person.
That's right.
I remember I worked for a company. The last company I worked for 3 years. I was a manager, technology development. Imagine that. Basically, when they got a government contract, the EEOC came right in and told them you have to have this percentage of female managers. So what they did was they took the woman that worked in personnel, they changed her title. They left the pay the same, and they left her job the same. and they called her the personnel manager.
That's sensible.
But it's so ridiculous. I mean, also this week, the EU came out, the European Court of Justice in... this one's in Luxembourg, said that men can now have breastfeeding leave. Now get your head around that.
You're joking.
Yeah.
What do they mean by that?
Well, they assume that, so, that a lot of kids are bottle-fed, and therefore the men can, you know, take their turn or whatever. But and this arose out of some case in Spain where a man said he wasn't being treated fairly. So the Spaniards are behind this, and it looks as though it could well spread across the whole of the EU, which is absolutely ludicrous. It just shows you how much we've lost control. Having to accept ridiculous.
Well, that's what happens when the pigs take over the farm, right?
Indeed.
Right.
George Orwell was a visionary, believe me.
Right.
I've got those two books. I always lend them out to 1984 and the other one, Huxley's Brave New World. And
yes.
Well, we read Animal Farm in 10th grade. I read it in 10th grade. It was required reading. I'm shocked now that they had us read that.
Yes.
I never read it if they didn't make us read it.
Yeah. You ever had to read it in school? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Maybe we read it because I went to a Catholic school. I don't know, but it's amazing.
It is amazing. It's incredible how true that is.
Well, the pigs are taking over, and that's the government we have.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
In fact, only last week here, and this is since we last met on a Euro call, the leader of the opposition, who were in power before, we've got a new leader of the opposition, and the race, the two-horse race, was between two brothers. I don't know if you've picked it up. And they're both Jews. That was never once mentioned in any of the editorials or media. So that was quite interesting. And rather surprisingly, the younger brother obtained the leadership. It is surprising, because his older brother had been in Parliament much longer and was very close to the previous Prime Minister. And this guy, his younger brother, stabs him in the back, not surprisingly, and gets all the unions on his side. And so, it's quite amazing how quickly it all happened. But, you know, they're only doing what these people do naturally, aren't they?
Absolutely.
And also, he is vocally supportive of homosexual marriage. He intends to equate with the standard kind of marriage. And his girlfriend, who has had his first child, they're not married, and he's now pregnant with a second. His name is not on the birth certificate because he doesn't seem to think it's important enough. So, you know, that's the sort, we've never had a leader with that kind of track record and who is, you know, is publicly displaying his disdain for those kind of things. So,
Well, nobody stands up for traditional English culture, so its attackers prevail.
That's right.
Who's standing up for it? The people that do stand up for it are all lukewarm. The BNP, as far as I'm concerned, they rolled over and played dead.
Well, they had their funds taken off them and frozen, so it was very difficult. I'm not supporting them, but it's amazing how the government can actually steal, you know, be a modern-day thief in that way, and just steal a political party's funding.
And they were infiltrated just before the election.
Yes.
I think they'd have done a lot better if they did not compromise.
Yes. You can't compromise in that area at all. And they did.
That they went and compromised, and they probably got what they deserved.
Well, their real leader a few years ago suddenly died. So I think that might well explain a lot of things.
Yeah.
Sorry?
That was Tyndale.
That's right. I couldn't think of his name. Yeah.
Well, you know, we've never gotten anywhere in our history being cowardly and compromising.
That's true.
Christian civilization has never advanced itself through cowardice and compromise.
Mm-hmm. And everywhere that we've gotten, you know, we've had to fight for through blood. Well, when the Romans took over Christianity, it went straight down the tubes.
Yeah.
Well, when it became legitimate, and this is also going to be something that I'm going to make manifest with my presentation on the Founding Fathers, because they knew this. When the state took over Christianity, it became tyrannical, and it wasn't Christianity anymore.
No.
That's right.
It was in political. Its purest, best form when it was not espoused by the state.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, in early times, they had to flee, didn't they? I'm just trying to think where they fled. It was in Middle Europe, but they were little groups of people. They had to do that to survive. The names floated out of my head, but there was quite a famous place in Europe where they stayed. They had to flee for their lives, and I think that's going to happen again. I mean, it's all, everything's being sidelined and everything. You either go along with the mainstream or you stick to your faith.
And we have to stick to our faith, and we can't let the government tell us what our faith is.
No.
Yeah.
We've got that dreadful Archbishop of Canterbury. All he could say when the Pope was over here about people being unemployed. It was so weak and it was rubbish. People looked to his position to state what he believes. I don't know what he believes. He's nothing. It's such a drip, if I could put it like that.
Yeah. Well, hold this down for me for a minute and I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Whereas the Pope did stand up for what he believed, in as much as you know, the abortion question and marriage and that. So you've got to hand that to him, although we don't go along with it. He did stand for something, whereas the other man stood for nothing. And people that went to those meetings, they're crying out for good, strong leadership.
Yeah, and it's not there, is it?
No.
Well, my dog had wandered down here, and he surprised me because I thought the door was closed.
Something snoring.
Well, once he starts playing with the squeaky toys, there'll be no stopping him.
We don't mind.
No.
Well, I just got to take mine out there. Saying she wants to go down. She's had enough of me talking to her.
Poor Trixie.
Your dog must be nearly a year old now.
Bill? 8 months already.
Oh, 8 months?
8 months,
Wow.
8 months. I think it might be going on nine. It might be nine tomorrow, in fact. I think it is.
Yeah. Lovely creatures, aren't they?
Time flies, son. I don't believe how fast this year went.
No.
I can't believe how fast every week goes.
Right?
It's just amazing.
I know. I finished the Saturday program with EY, and the Friday program's right behind it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It really seems that way.
I mean, autumn came in so quickly. One minute it was summer. We didn't have that gradual move into autumn. It all seemed to get dark all of a sudden quickly.
It did.
Yeah.
In fact, at the end of September, in the Scottish Valleys, they had a night temperature of -6, and that's never happened before in September. It must obviously be global warming, mustn't it?
Global warming. -6.
-6.
Dear.
So is the temperature a lot lower in England now than it was in past years? Is it colder than normal there right now?
No, it's been beautiful this week. We've had blue skies and warm days and warm nights. It's been really lovely. It's like we call them Indian summers, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the doomsdayers over here, and there's several of them that I keep arguing with, that they expect the Gulf Stream to just stop and Britain to freeze over this winter because of the oil spill.
Yes, I've heard that. But as that oil thing was a great big scam and all sorts of things rolled into one, I'm not expecting the Gulf Stream to do anything of the sort.
Well, right. And when we make it through a normal winter this year, I'm not going to relent on persecuting these people.
Good.
No.
Because I'm tired of the guard. I went into it at length on here on an open forum the other night. I'm just tired of the garbage.
Oh, I miss that. Was it Mondays?
It may have been unrecorded. I do. I'm here every night.
Ah.
Yeah, you know, I'm here almost every single night. And there's a dozen or so people here every night, but I don't record them all. I don't have that kind of time and resources.
No.
Yeah.
It's become a real community, you know, which was what I was hoping. But there's people here every day. I mean, you could gather here in the open house channel every day if you wanted. And you won't always meet people, but Man of Dan's here quite often.
Right. Yeah. Well, that might be better because the time, the 5 hours, is quite a differential in the evening.
Well, right. In the evening, right. People start to gather here around 9, 10 o'clock and might stay on till 12, 1, 2, depending on what's happening. And sometimes it's 12, 14, 15 people or
that's
more.
That's good. That's good.
Good. So it's become sort of a small community. There have been other people coming, though, on being unhappy, but that's okay. Well, we can't please everybody. We shouldn't.
No.
That's
no.
for sure.
Yeah.
And iron sharpens iron.
Yes, indeed. That's what's needed, isn't it, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, all of my computers are on Linux now, too, Judith. And
you're happy, are you now, that you've got it sorted? Because it was
I'm happy, but I've got some quirky things going on. Like, I couldn't play any music for this program because for some reason my audio wasn't working. I got a few quirks I have to work out. And a few quirks with file sharing that I have to work out between my computers. Some things were easier to do in Windows, but I'm so glad to be away from Windows.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
And not to be paying that you bastard anymore because I can't stand him.
Yeah.
Bill Gates.
Let's hope we can just get the word out to as many people as possible. I keep spreading the news.
What would you recommend then if I change from Windows? What would you recommend?
I change.
Linux Mint 9 is probably the easiest, but there's going to be some things you're going to have a small technical challenge with, but people here should be able to help you work out.
Because I keep digging holes and jumping in with 2 feet. I'm now on PairOlogic driver cure for some reason. I thought I'd managed to delete it, but I've still got it. They sort of say you can download this, you know, free download, and then you can go into it, and then you pay for it, and then it builds up. And in the end, I don't really know what I'm into. It's ridiculous. I'm my own worst enemy. I just want a simple computer. You know, that's all.
Well, I'm not sure if Linux is the answer for you because it's.
I don't
it's
want
a lot
anything.
More technical.
Yeah, I don't want technology, really. I just want simplicity.
Right, yeah. And Linux just for it's not the answer for everybody.
No.
Yeah, you know, if you had somebody there that could do certain things for you, it might be better. But I'm afraid that you might just have problems with it.
Yes. So, what was yours, Tia Tepe?
Mine's Linux, and it's Isadora, which is the latest
release. Well, you've got the technology, haven't you, Hobbell?
Well, I don't know about that, but I just scrape in there at times. I've still got Microsoft on half of my desktop. I've got Linux on the other half. And then on my laptop, it's entirely Linux, which is the way I want to go.
Yes.
Well, okay.
That's good, because... If one's learning all the time, you're getting more options, aren't you? What about laptop to a standard computer? Would you recommend a laptop over a...
Yes, I personally would, because you can move it around the house with you.
I just
like mine very, very much.
Yes. Yeah, well, to think about these things.
And they're not that expensive now. They seem to be much cheaper.
Otherwise, you get a room like I have. That here is a computer room. You have the whole series side by side. And then the laptop a lot easier.
Wow. Yeah,
that is right.
Wow. Yes. No, well, they are amazing what they can do. It's absolutely incredible what one can do.
That is true, I'm really sure.
But if you don't know what you're doing, it doesn't come easy, you know.
Well, right. So you're probably better off. Windows might be a little easier for you to deal with because a lot more people know it and can help you with it. If you don't have anybody handy that can help you with Linux, you're going to get frustrated.
Yeah.
Judith managed to work it out pretty well. But
Yeah, even me.
Stressed out is the word, more than frustrated. Oh, dear. I've never
But it's well worth it. Once you overcome the learning curve and get it installed and everything works, it's well worth it.
I'm sure. Yeah.
And there are tons of free applications that are available, just about anything you want to do, and it's very nice.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were buying a new laptop, the thing would be to have it put on there, if you can get somebody to do it. And still keep your desktop with the Microsoft on.
Yes, I see.
50-50,
yes.
Yeah.
That's a good idea,
Oh, wow.
I don't have any dual boot machines. They're all 100% Linux now. I'm done with Windows. I got one more Windows computer, but it's not a computer I use. It's only one I'm keeping around so I could use some old programs when I need them.
Okay. That's right.
I did get Microsoft Word to run in Wine on Linux, though, Judith.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and Microsoft Office. I do have that on my Linux computer. And BibleWorks 8, which was very important to me.
And you've got that running?
Yes.
I haven't tried to put that on the Linux yet.
Well, Wine was it was more or less seamless. Yeah, I mean, it does a very good job. You start these programs and it flickers the screen a couple of times and bang, you get a Windows program running right in Windows.
Wow.
And I mean, a Windows program running right in Linux.
Running in Linux.
That's great. Yeah. And once it's running, I can't really tell it apart from the Linux programs I run.
That's very good.
It's just another Windows.
That shows how good Linux is, doesn't it?
Really? Yeah, it's really come a long way. It's really doing well. My challenge now is fonts. I just don't want to dump all my Windows fonts into my Linux computer, right? It's 1,000 fonts. I'm trying to keep it as Windows free as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
With Clifton's material, that's impossible. So I have to keep a separate font folder just so I know what Windows fonts I put into this machine.
It is important in this day and age to be computer literate, especially someone who wants to get a message out. It's a must, really, today, isn't it?
Well, right, and the amount of ineptitude in identity when I came out on the internet just appalled me. And I'm not going to stop talking about it. They're all bad. It's so easy to put up. I had a website less than a month after I got home. I had a website after 12 years in prison. And I got home December 8th. My website was up. The first version of it was up January 6th. And I can't believe that all these years with the internet, these people have not taken better advantage of it.
No, particularly as I've got a younger man. You know, David Amer is a younger man than Michael Clark. You'd think he would have brought the new era into it.
Yeah.
Young being a very relative term in those cases.
Yeah. Well, I'm 50. I'm not a spring chicken, but I'll be 50 anyway in about 2 months here. It's sad. I think it's pitiful. I mean, the ones that do have the only one that did any good that Eli's been around, but his website was only in the top 4 million until I redid it. And now it's close to the top million, or it hovers around the top million.
Right.
And Seth Williams sits around the top, 1.1, 1.2, 1.5 million, usually he's somewhere in there. But after all these years, you'd think they do something to attract people, to want people to keep reading. And they haven't done anything.
Particularly the young would go through the internet, wouldn't they, as well, the young people?
Well, right. Israel Elect is the only one that really made a dent in anything. Yeah, you know, as far as the search engines and people looking for Christian Identity or Two Seed Line or Edomite Jews or anything like that, Israel Elect is the only one that did anything until I came along. And it's sick. It's terrible. I'm not beating my own drum, but these people, that they've been sitting on their hands for I don't know how many years, most of them. And in some cases, it's good. I'm glad Pete Peters doesn't have a real popular website. I'm glad Ted Whelan doesn't have a real popular website.
That is right. Yeah.
But it's a shame that more hasn't been done. Yeah, you know, there's no place for identity people to go, especially for Two Seed Line people. That's why I've done what I've done.
Right.
And it's not like it's extremely expensive. Everything I do is, it costs me $100 a month. The expense is in learning curve and getting it set up. That's where the expense lies. And managing my servers and things like that I've been able to do on my own. And in fact, I just set up my own mailing list now I don't have to rely on my hosting service anymore for mailing list services, and now I have an unregulated, unmoderated 7,000-word, person mailing list.
Wow.
Oh. My next emails will go off to 7,000 people at once.
Oh, I say. That is tremendous.
Yeah.
Tremendous.
Oh. Goodness me.
The next new ensign goes out to 7,000 people at once.
Oh,
wow. That's why.
That is incredible. That is something.
So, I don't know how many of those people are going to stay on my mailing list, but that's what I'm starting out with.
Yeah.
7,000. And one of them is Michael Clark. He's reading it.
Well, that's good. If it was on one of my original lists, he'll be on this list.
Okay.
If he was on my Chris Degenia mailing list or on Clifton's mailing list, I poured them all into one big database. Mailing list, my mailing list, the Clifton had a 4,000-person mailing list, and I had a couple of different mailing lists that I thought was about 10,000 people, but there were more duplicates than I thought. And altogether, it's like just about 7,000 people. And I'm going to, I haven't used it yet. I'm going to crack the lid on it as soon as Clifton's ready to go with his next mailer.
Right. It is interesting.
Once I use it, I'll send a few things out on it. Clifton's mailing, maybe the September new ensign will be remailed.
if yeah, you know, because when I mailed it on my Christigenia mailer, it only went out to a couple of hundred people that want to be on my mailing list. It actually went to my site and signed up. I think it was about 400. Now I've got a wider list of names, and just to get some more exposure, I'm going to use it.
I think that's interesting because they will understand the English history as we are learning the American history,
right.
You know?
Right. Yep,
and it would be nice if more Europeans would come in, we'd know the Dutch history and the Belgium and German.
And so on.
Yes, I mean, then all the tribes would be brought together.
That's best there is.
Yeah.
Who knows? That might happen.
I'd like to put 2C-line Christian identity firmly into the academic spotlight. That's my endeavor.
Yeah. Right.
Mm.
Maybe it works.
And give it a sense of home and legitimacy. That's my endeavor.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, which it hasn't really had, has it? On a large scale.
Well, that's because nobody's pulled together the biblical history and world history in the way that Bill's been able to.
No, absolutely.
No.
You know, if you have the wrong names on the different bits of the jigsaw puzzle, it's not going to make any sense, is it?
Yeah,
no.
Well.
And I think that's what's been happening.
Yeah. Yes.
And the schools are not learning you, and the church is not saying anything, so where would you get it from? You have to search it out yourself, all. This is a difficulty. Certainly here on the continent. And when you're talking about it, they're looking at you as you're an idiot. Yeah, I'm not an idiot, I know what I'm talking about, but they won't believe you. Because they're so fixed to their stupid ideologies and never checked it. This is the problem. If you check it, then you will see that there's something wrong. But they don't check it. They just take it or leave it. Whatever you can say about it, they will not listen. It's so strange.
I think people have their own agendas. You know, they've got reasons for not wanting to accept something.
Well, we're going to keep trying anyway. We're going to keep doing the best.
Right.
And I think Germany has been intimidated for so many years.
Yeah.
When I visit my brother, and a lot of them are afraid to be German, if I could say that, because to play their German music, and they've been intimidated for years.
Right.
So they've got to come out of that, and the guilt that they've been thrust on them. So they're not behaving, and they don't want anything that's going to put them in that position again. So you can understand it.
Yeah. That's correct. Yeah.
Did you get that email from Wolfgang about Germany? Well, I sent him one as well about Germany was threatening to bring back the Deutschmark. In fact, Wolfgang said they had already printed it and were going to launch it last May, but it's been delayed. But they're still
be a slap in the face of the Jews. I did.
Yeah.
Wolfgang has contacted me. I've actually been contacted by at least 3 different Germans. I haven't had the time to get back to them. I'm hoping to, maybe next week or the week after.
Yeah.
I've had some positive remarks from a couple of Germans. One of them calls himself Bishop. I don't know what he imagines himself Bishop to. Maybe he wants to start at the top or something. I don't know. I don't recognize Bishop as a title, but I'll drop him a note anyway.
Yeah.
And try not to be condescending or anything, but...
Maybe he's another kind of troublemaker.
Well, right. The last thing we need in the world is more bishops, right? I mean, look at all the trouble they've caused us the last 1,500 years.
Yeah, I would say.
Well, perhaps that's his name. There are people about with a surname Bishop.
Oh, no, he's using this as a title because his first name is Peter or something like that.
Yeah, Peter Bishop.
But he could have it as a surname.
Yeah.
No. It's a title. Believe me, it's his last name.
Okay.
I don't remember his last name, but he's Bishop Peter.
Okay.
Bishop Peter something or other from somewhere which is German. That the email address.
Okay.
He's thanking me for my website, you know, which is good. So I'm not going to be negative with the guy, but I'm not going to call him Bishop.
No.
Thank you, Peter. Yeah, you know.
I just don't like these titles. And there was somebody on the other day called the Reverend whatever. And again, the hairs stand up on the back of my neck when people assume these titles like Reverend.
Yes.
As though any man is Reverend.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, by the way, Matthew, did you get a reply from Michael Clark, your email?
Well, I got that email. I got an didn't I send it?
No.
But it's 2 weeks ago or so. Oh.
You said you were busy or something. You just got back. You were with Jetta and you said all the time.
Okay. I had the guests. Yeah, right. I had the guests. This is right. And, okay. I'll have your little note plate. So I'll get a note on here. And I'll set it. Michael, huh? Me, Michael. You know? Mail up to you. So that's what I'll do. Tomorrow, huh? Yeah, it's not Thursday. Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, by the by, it's another interesting thing. By cleaning out your second guest room, I stumbled over some records of my father. He passed away 20 years ago. And all the records, we picked up the records, the phonotape it was. He picked it up at the Sponic. And I stumbled over one. I turned it.
Hello, you've disappeared.
Matthew, what happened to you?
Oh, it's not me. I thought I disappeared for a minute.
I wonder if he was going to say that he found some of those Bob Danvers Walker records. Do you remember?
Oh,
he used to be the BBC man.
Yes.
Yeah. He used to be quite good, didn't he?
Yes. Oh, he's back. Bavaria Man's. Is he? Oh, no.
No, he's cut off his phone.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe he's handling for them.
Bill, are you there?
Yes.
I was listening.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to dig through that email from that character.
Okay. Well, I was listening to the Myron Fagan audios on... Are they on Christo Ganeer or... I can't remember which website they're on.
They're only on the website site.
Oh, right. Okay, well, I was listening to them, and what was interesting was that they must have been done sometime after 1963, because he mentions the Kennedy assassination. And
okay.
At that time, they were still talking about 600,000 Jews being put to death in the Holocaust. Well, it wasn't the Holocaust then. That word hadn't come about. But at that time, it was 600,000, and that's the number that Myron Fagan's using. So it's interesting, isn't it, how within about a 10 or 15-year period, it suddenly jumped to 6 million.
Well, right. Did he say that they were purposely being put to death?
I think he believed that, actually.
All right. Well, there were a lot of stories that we might associate as Holocaust stories, that they were German atrocity stories. Most of them were coming out of the communist Soviet Union after the war. But the stories did not wash. I've actually seen newspaper clippings, and reproductions, of course, scanning, you know, of newspaper clippings, that explained that and this is 1945, that the Germans had been electrocuting the Jews on special freight trains. That they would advance the train and electrocute the people in this car and advance the train they electrocuted to death 6 million people or 4 million people or however many. Yeah, you know, I saw reports of that early of concocted German atrocities as early as 1945.
Right. But, I mean, his figure was significantly lower. That's all I was mentioning. And I thought it historically it was interesting to see how it had sort of been catapulted or multiplied over a very short period of time.
Well, right. I'm probably going to put a disclaimer on some of the Myron Fagan tapes because a few people have been asking me about them, you know. But I think he did a good job with exposing a conspiracy behind world history, even in spite of his errors, you know.
Well, I've listened to nearly all of them. I think there's one I haven't listened to fully. But they're good in the sense of where he was coming from and when. And he does give a really good global view. It's only that business regarding those alleged deaths in Germany where he was a bit misled. But I thought they were good.
Well, if 600,000 Jews died during the Second World War, then that's only 1.2% of the population that was killed during the Second World War. I mean, it's not very high.
This area man wants to have his telephone unmuted.
Oh, he could have unmuted himself. I mean, if you right-click on your name and click request TalkPal, grant TalkPal, he could have done that to himself because he has a little C next to his name. That's my fault for not explaining that. You can unmute yourself here by right-clicking on your name when you come in and requesting TalkPal, right?
On your name? Uh-huh.
Well, right-click on your name, and you could request grant TalkPal. You could grant yourself the ability to talk to you when you come in.
But
because you have a C next to your name. You see the C? That means that you're a channel administrator.
Yeah,
So you could turn your own microphone on.
Because it used ones on the top side, and that didn't work. Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Then I have to do it on the right side. Okay, good to know. They might disconnect me again. You never know. All right.
Well, I don't know. Vegas.
Yeah.
You disappeared in mid.
Yeah. Well, I was just talking about the.
You found something about
recording.
Sonic. Yeah.
Right. And I had it in my hand and I turned to the backside and I said, oh, Reverend Martlow. Yeah.
Oh.
That speech must have been 25 years old. I said, hey, I know that name.
Well, this gentleman this gentleman calls himself Bishop Peter Becker. And somebody must have forwarded him a new ensign. Because I got this note, thanks for your newsletter, brother, signed Bishop Peter Becker. And there's a website, bishop-peter-becker.de, which is a German website.
Germany? Right. But they don't say where.
No.
Pity.
And I thought I received an earlier mail from him, but I don't, maybe if I sort this by name, it'll come up.
Yeah, it takes a full day to cross straight through the diagonal of Germany. So there are many thousands of villages, places where he could have been. Yeah, well, Becker, yeah, that is Baker.
You can get from one end of Germany to the other in a day? I have an earlier name. I have an earlier email from him.
Uh-huh.
All right? Dear brother, my name is Bishop Reverend Peter Becker.
Yeah.
I am a Celtic Christian bishop and priest, and I live in Germany-Berlin. My churches are in USA, Australia, Germany, India. That's why. Can you please put my email address in your list?
Yeah. What is he doing in India?
He sent me that on September 23rd. And then the one thanking me for the newsletter I received 5 days ago. But it's sitting with a thousand other emails waiting to get. I don't even know how many I have. That this silly program isn't even telling me how many emails I have in my inbox. It's a new program.
Might,
it's
you
good,
might be
but
somewhat overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Just knowing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, there's like 600 and something emails and 701 emails in my new email box, and I got an old program, and there's probably almost that much. I used to use Thunderbird, and I switched to there's 535 in the inbox there. So that's 1,300 emails I have almost to answer, and
I think that's after eliminating the junk.
Well, right, but I can't because some of them are inquiries and questions. I would hate to just delete them, but I don't know if I'm ever going to get to them all.
Exactly.
Well, you have to get a secretary, won't you?
Well, I was talking about needing a cook, wife, secretary, lover, file clerk.
Yeah. That paragon of virtue doesn't exist.
I know.
Yeah. Some more people. Some more have problems with that. I know what it is.
I'll do without.
Yeah. I could find my way in my alone, so I know what it is.
Yeah. Well, if I could at least train Samson to answer my emails.
Yeah, that would be fine. Yeah. Mm. Saves a lot of time.
So, Bavaria Man, what are you going to do with this Martlew? Was it a record? Reverend Martlew record?
Yeah, it's a phono tape, but it's a tape recording.
Did you say it was a record or a tape?
No, it's a tape recording.
It'd be probably like those. They're a big, big wide tape, weren't they? Because my father used to have one.
It's from the cassette recorder.
Oh, a cassette.
Okay.
Yeah, just a normal cassette. Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. I still have it here. I have many of them.
Could I give you a bit of advice, Bavarian?
And it is? Yeah, what is it?
Chuck them in the waste paper basket.
Keep it as evidence.
Well, Buster Sixman, you'll have to explain yourself, because I can't steal your thunder.
I told you, didn't I? You know that person with that stamp on the ordination certificate?
Yeah.
I forget, his name was something like Charles
Saul.
Leslie Saul. he wasn't the bishop, he called himself Primus.
Right. Primus, yeah, right.
Marjorie asked the, the bishop of the Free Church of England, and she didn't mention anything about Martlew or the documents we got. Said, did you know that man? And immediately said, he was an evil man, that one.
Right. See, there you were.
And then at a local parish church, she asked the clergyman there, and he more or less said, and he said he was a suspected Jesuit. So we got a Jesuit at Orange Street.
Yeah.
Well, Colin Parker, he's been a Jesuit all his life, hasn't he?
Probably. Well, he's very friendly with this Martlew person.
Yeah.
There you have it.
And in this country, it is a criminal offence to wear a dog collar and assume the title Reverend when you don't actually have it.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I'd jump off my roof before I wore one of those collars anyway. Dog collar is probably a good description.
Well, that's why the Bible refers to them as dumb dogs, doesn't it, D.D.?
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
it doesn't mean Doctor of Divinity. It means dumb dog.
Well, why are they dumb dogs? I mean, the Bible defines why they're dumb dogs, because the beasts are devouring the flock.
Yes.
That's Isaiah 56, 9, and 10. They let the beasts devour the flocks that are dumb dogs, seeking to fill their own bellies.
Well, that's what this man is doing. I mean, he's closed down one organization and, well, two organizations. Well, he hasn't quite closed down the end zone because they're getting some money from somewhere, probably Orange Street.
Yeah,
And that's on the brink of closing, so he's doing very well for his masters.
Yeah, that's right. That's dreadful, but it is so.
Well, so we can get the word out without money.
So did you find any other interesting names there? I just wondered if you had any McKilliam, because he was quite a rebel at that time. Was you know, he wasn't along the general lines of BIWF. A lot of people refer to him as that Nessie. I think June had one, but I think otherwise they're quite rare. So if you got any, it's worth keeping.
Okay. Yeah. But I have a complete box filled up with all these cassette recordings. To check them all. Probably they're also written on, picked up in Swanwick. Yeah. But whom?
Yeah.
I don't know. I have to check that all. But if he has some reference, yeah.
So they haven't got any names on some of them?
I think so, yeah. I think that some of them were unnamed, but they picked it up, and whether they wrote all the names on it is questionable. But maybe there are. This one was extremely clear, because I know the name Martlow is quite known to me now by time. But I should have to check the other box, and there are a lot more. I think about 100 of these tapes are in. Maybe not all of them are from Swanwick, but maybe it's interesting to check them, see what is happening in the, on the, where is the big box? Oh, it's standing there in the room there. Yeah, okay. Now, if somebody might be interested, I have them, and I can copy them as well, if it's necessary.
Right.
Is that so? Yeah, sure. We have two machines. Yeah. That will be of interest. So if somebody has interest, specific tapes. Yeah, they're 25 years old. They are historical.
Yeah. Oh, so you've been finding a lot of treasure during your cleaning out.
but can you move them to MP3 files?
Yeah. Well, if he sends me a cassette, I can put them on to transfer them to MP3.
Yeah, that's a usable format. Cassette doesn't. I got cassettes laying here. People have sent me. I can't even use them. I don't even have a place to play them. Cassette player. It's like sending me an old Victrola album or something. Yeah, you know,
a 78 or something.
Yeah, right. I couldn't even play a 33 or a 45. Yeah, this is the computer age. Reel to reel and all that other stuff is out, right?
So
I have this little MP3 player. It's wonderful. It's about the size of a Bic lighter, and you can put 2 gigabytes of sound on it.
I know. They're great, aren't they? You can just hold them on your collar, can't you?
And it's the size of a disposable cigarette lighter. And it'll record voice. It'll record up to probably a good 3 hours of voice if I wanted it to, if I didn't have anything else on it, you know?
It's amazing. Isn't it?
Mm. Yes.
And we've just got to use all these, haven't we? I love them. I love all this technology, and I'm always plugged into something.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm hooked, right? but if you use it for good purpose, then that's all right.
True.
So have you had any word from the BIWF about taking up your challenge?
Oh, hell no. I'm not going to hear from anybody, and we're going to reissue it probably in November, right? December, maybe.
I did hear that you ruffled their feathers, so they're not very happy about calling you loathing them.
Well, good, because I'm going to loathe them some more, first chance I get. That they should all be ashamed of themselves, that they can't even come talk with us. Yeah, you know, if somebody else embraced your beliefs and had a major point to this biblical point to disagree with you on, you should at least want to open up an avenue of discourse. I'll talk with any of these people. I'll talk with Pete Peters. I'm going to tell him he's a fraud and a liar, but I'll talk with him. I'll talk with Ted Wieland. I'm going to single Ted Wieland out on Sunday.
Well, you're unique because I've never heard of any minister, if you ask them a question that is probing, I've never ever had an answer, or they just don't answer it.
Well, I keep myself as transparent as possible, right? I'm here every night. I expose myself to whoever comes along.
Yes, absolutely.
And sometimes I get short because I just don't have the time for all the silly arguing. But I'm here every night. I'll stand up for what I believe every night.
Yes, that's wonderful. That's what's been lacking. That is what's lacking.
Well, I understand it. They want to hand down dictates, and this is the way it is, and that's it, and I'm not going to discuss it. And you go read this and ignore those other scriptures, because they mean something else.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely.
Well, Betty, I tell you, at their lectures, the BIWF, you don't have an opportunity to ask questions, do you, Betty?
No. No, nothing.
Whereas I give the Germans their due at that one, that you'd interrupt in the middle, you know, if you had a query, and then they had quite long sessions, questions afterwards.
Yes, that is a good sign, isn't it?
Eli was taking questions, you know, and callers on our talk show programs, but it became counterproductive because the same clowns were calling in all the time, looking for arguments or just looking for a soapbox, right?
Well, no, troublemaker.
Keith and that
Keith.
That guy in California, I can't
Gary.
Even remember it. Gary. Thank you, Judith. Gary in California, right?
They used to spoil the programs.
Sorry.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I didn't like that at all.
The very
I used to
man
fast forward
is in trouble.
When I heard them come on. So I was always listening as a download.
Well, right, but I consider this a practice run anyway, because someday I'm going to do all of this separately and expound on the entire thing on my own. I think that the New Testament anyway.
I think that would be a good idea.
Bavaria man is in trouble again. He wants help to get in again, according to his writing.
He can right-click on his name, can't he?
Yeah, he could right-click on his name and turn himself on, but evidently...
That's
what I tried. I clicked on the C and C and C and nothing happens. I don't know.
You're clicking on the C, nothing's going to happen. You have to right-click on your name, on your name, go down the list, and you'll see Revoke Talk Power. Well, that's because your talk power is on right now, right? You see it there?
I know
when your talk power is not on, it'll say grant talk power, so you could grant yourself the ability to talk.
Yeah, but you have to right-click, and this is what I'm never using. That's a mistake.
Well, that mouse button does do something in some programs, right? It is useful for a few things.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'm in again. Now I know what it is. The right click. It's stupid right click. I always use left one, never the right one.
Well, you right click and you choose grant talk power from the menu, and you left click on that one, and you'll be all right.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd ask you if you want to practice run, but I'm sure you'll need it in a minute.
Yeah.
I was going to say, give the Dutch ladies their due. You know, the one that wrote to you, Annika, she was complaining to me about the BIWF. You saying, why don't they reply to Bill, you know, just leaving it to me, you know.
Ah, yeah, there you are. Yeah, they don't dare, probably, or they don't want or whatsoever.
Well, I'll try and kind of talk to Annika whenever she wants to come here. But it's to answer silly questions through the email back and forth is usually not productive.
That is right. She better comes in the TeamSpeak. That's best of all. Yeah.
Well, her English is very good.
Yeah, I would say so. She came from South Africa.
Yeah. And she speaks German as well, doesn't she?
Strange.
Well, that won't do me any good. I wish I could speak German, but I can't.
Yeah, they all have to learn it here. In the Netherlands, you have to learn four languages. In our days, that's right, not in today's anymore. But in former days, when we were at the Lyceum, we had to learn four languages. And yeah, you had to learn the neighbors' languages. Pretty simple. But after 86, yeah. After 86 or 87, then it changed. And then you had the university revolution, etc. And then the whole educational system went down.
Well, French is really a sin. I consider French language to be a sin. It also polluted English, right? We should all be speaking Saxon, right?
That's right, yeah.
But you realize the official language of the EU, Bill, is French. So everything is written in French, first of all the laws, everything, and then they're translated into 27 different languages.
Yeah, yeah.
How come French is the official language of the EU?
Because it's the official language of diplomacy.
Yeah, diplomacy, that's right.
I would tell them, Mike, but it's the official language of diplomacy. The world runs on English.
Yeah, that is right,
But you know the French.
Yeah.
How many times do we have to beat them?
Well, don't forget that they have a parliament in Strasbourg in France and another one in Brussels in Belgium.
Yeah.
And, you know, they migrate between the two. Everything, lock, stock and barrel, is transferred each month between these two centres. Now, can you believe anything as stupid as that?
Well, first, I got to say that Strasbourg is a German city and they should give it back.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we wouldn't mind here.
Everybody knows Goethe was German. He wasn't a French philosopher. Well, he's from Strasbourg.
Well, Alsace used to be German as well.
Well, actually,
it is it's Elsass-Lothringen, right?
Yeah, Elsass-Lothringen. Yeah, that's right.
It's not Alsace-Lorraine, it's Elsass-Lothringen.
Yeah, Lothringen.
Can't pronounce it, but I could spell it.
Yeah, I'll believe it.
Well, Bill, you'd be pleased to know that German is the second most common language in Europe.
Yeah,
that's the way it should be, and French should be marginalized. Look at how much they've screwed up.
Well, exactly.
One time German used to be the international language of science up to about the Second World War. Yeah.
Yeah. Certainly, by the First World War, it certainly was. Yeah. Yeah, in the days of Max Planck.
Real education.
Yeah.
Because
until Einstein stole it all.
Yeah, plagiarized everything.
Yeah.
Because I remember my father saying, because he had to, he did BSc in science, and he complained, in order to pass, you had to learn German, because at that time it was the national language.
Yeah.
So if you studied science, you had to know your German.
Only problem I have with German is they like to take, to make sentences out of words or words out of sentences. Yeah, they got one word and it's like 18 letters long. Come on.
Yeah. Right.
They want to make it clear. They want to make 100% sure that you're understanding what they are saying or meaning. We call it the tank. Huh? That's a famous name, a tank. They call it here a Schützenwagen, Vernichtungskraftwagen.
That's what I mean. That's exactly what I mean. And it means the big metal box that has tractor wheels and goes.
And a real gun.
They used to call the, what they all call Xerox now, they used to call it to feed the Gaber Garage. It gives a gain machine for a copier.
Well, that's exactly what I'm trying to convey.
Yeah.
But that's free. At least you can, if you know German, by looking at how the words, the long words made up, you know roughly what it means. Whereas in these long words they dish out now from science, well, it's only a scientist knows what it means.
I mean, I got this Nestle Aland Novum Testament of Grecque, and the work was actually done in German, so it has two forewords, and one is two introductions, and one of them is in, the first introduction is German, and I get turned off right away when I see, like, Bibel Gesellschaft, Deutsch Bibel Gesellschaft, and it's one word. Yeah. What the heck's a Bibel Gesellschaft? I don't know.
Bible community, I expect.
But the only German word I know is Trockenbier and Auslaser. And that is to do with wine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, four letters is a lot easier than 28.
It sure is.
Yeah.
What the heck is Zusammen Zufassen? That's one word. Zusammen Zufassen.
Put together. Just put it together.
On Uber sickly. There's some crazy. There's a ton of crazy words here. I could never learn this.
Hans Schriftenlist.
What's a Hans Schriftenlist? It's like 18 letters. It's crazy.
That's always difficult. With the German language, they have huge, long words. They like to say it clear.
It sounds obfuscated to me. It sounds crazy. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I think a lot more people have problems with that, yeah.
I'm happy I'm not alone. That's all I can say.
Well, I had a job with that Paul Sensus's book, you know, come along words that weren't even in the dictionary.
That makes it even more complicated. That is correct. But they can make it really mad. That is right. And
it should be a limit. If it's going to be more than 8 or 10 letters, you can't do it. You can't put them together. Use the sentence. Yeah. Well, that's the grammatical marvel of the sentence, right?
And it can be even very interesting when you're going to write it, because ship sailing is in German Schifffahrt, but it means three F's on a row. How would you pronounce that if you're coming from abroad? What? A word with three F's on a row. You will never be able to pronounce that.
Yeah, you'll get stuck and sound like a flat tire.
That's the right spelling. Yeah, indeed. Yeah. Or it looks like stammering. all these F's. Makes it crazy here.
Bit
the other day also had something with three S's on a row.
Bit like Uber Schaumark Geschwindigkeit above the speed of sound.
Überschallgeschwindigkeit. Over the speed of sound. That's right, Überschallgeschwindigkeit. That's making it easier, but you can understand what it means if you know it. That's the famous thing here in the country. But when you're used to it, it doesn't matter anymore.
I want to know what is it about two S's that make them look like a B?
Oh, yeah, that's a sharp S. That's
how do two S's look like a B? I can't figure that one out.
Now, that is a way of writing from 100 years ago, but they want to have the mention because the S, the double S, is a soft S and a sharp S. And then it is the double S, and they like it beta, is more or less. And when they write that peculiar B or beta, that it is the sharp S. And then you have to pronounce it in the sharp way. Yeah, it's a way of writing and a way of communication. They liked it. But in today's times, they dump it all, and they simply say SS. Unfortunately, I don't
Because we're not putting that
SS
computer key on our keyboards.
Yeah. I have it here on the keyboard. I have a German keyboard here. That makes it easier for me to write in German. But I can easily write in English with it. Even without changing the keyboard. But it's so easy to have these peculiar U and the double point on top of it, the umlaut, or the A with the top.
Yeah.
That's super. That's working very fine. If you're writing here in German, then it's very fine to have it.
Well, the umlauts and the funny looking S has got to go.
My
OCR scanner doesn't like the umlauts. It thinks umlaut U is two I's.
Yeah, that's right. Because when I'm using here, when I'm tapping in the chat room, and then I'll use the A double point or the A the U with the umlaut, then he just doesn't accept it, and the whole the line which I'm trying to write, he's not accepting it. Well, this is silly, but I had to learn that. But I know how to come around it, because U E is also used for U umlaut. So if I, instead of U umlaut, I would write in it U E, then it would be correct. Then he would accept it. Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of knowing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's always in there. Yeah?
Disappear. The dog wants to go out, so.
Oh, Trixie is noisy today.
Yeah. Time I had a bit of attention.
Yeah. Okay. See you later. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so it is. Yeah. That's what I wanted to know from Bill. I got an email, an information, that Obama has been able to kick out some of his Jew fellows from the Capitol and from his offices. How is that?
I don't know, and I don't care, and I've heard it, but I don't believe it until I actually see it, I see it documented, right? But I don't keep track on the news. I don't care about the news. I don't care about what the Jews are doing. I don't care about, you know, I don't keep up on it.
I was only amazed. I think, what's going to happen there? They're going to turn in the positive way. What's this?
Leopards don't change their spots.
That's right.
I don't care what they might do or what they're plotting to do. I only care about what happens, right?
Yeah.
And that's all. We shouldn't fear. Well, we shouldn't fear anything. And we should only
observe.
Observe what they're actually doing, and I don't like to go with the postulation and the conjecture and all the garbage.
All right. That is right. So I was reading a bit. I got it from Ephraim Sussexman. Got it in. I said, what's that? Okay. So it's not that grievous as we might have as an idea of. All right. In the next month, we can hear some more about it or whatsoever. Yeah.
Yeah, I got an email from Balakias from Sacred Truth Ministries. Oh, Obama's changing this and doing that and standing up to the Jews. And I don't believe a word of it.
No, I don't.
I wish he wouldn't even distribute that crap. He should know better.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So I think you're just playing into their hands.
Well, right. Yeah. Most of the Christian identity, even, they're no better than Baptists. That they're playing the political game and they're marveling and wondering at everything that comes along. And we shouldn't fear anything. And the hell with all that. And don't let them catch up in that. It's just frightening. Right? Yeah. It is a huge waste of time.
Yeah. But on the other hand, we missed you on Sunday evening at the talk show with Eli. Was there a reason for the connection or whatever?
When? Sunday afternoon, you mean? I was out in the garden, right? It is October, if I don't get... I need a couple more days outside to get the garden straightened out and get them torn up and put some lime down and some topsoil and make sure that they're ready for when I need them in the spring, right?
Okay.
So I was out all day Sunday cleaning up the yard, and I've just scratched the surface. I got a few more days' work to do out there.
Yeah, I'll believe it. I know what it is in the garden. That's why
I tore up the last of my pepper plants and harvested the last of my peppers, and there's some basil left. Not much, but there's some basil left that we have to take up and freeze, I think.
Yeah, all right. We are still a few, some 8 or 10 degrees above zero. And in a few weeks, I also suppose that we are going down below zero. And then I have to have antifreeze in my distillery cooling tank. Otherwise, I have problems with distilling water. I like to have that distilled water, and I'll cool it outside in a spiral. But that spiral needs to have antifreeze in it.
Yeah, I'm not going to winterize yet either.
Not missing it, man.
So what do you use the distilled water for?
Oh, well, that's easy. If you have distilled water, you can get the, then you are sure that anything of rubbish is out. You have pure H2O. And then you're going to put in the right minerals which you need, and then you have pure water, real pure water. For if you're distilling,
I was going to say, you know, pure distilled water isn't too good for you because, as I say, it hasn't got the minerals in it.
Yeah, right, because it's even bad for you. I tried it, and within a few days I realized, hey, what's going to happen with me? And then I went to the kitchen, and I took one of these special tablets to get the amount of minerals in. Never try it, never risk it. Mineral water is the only thing which is right for us, and not distilled. How to do it? In former year hundreds, they were using rainwater. They picked up the rainwater in metal containers, mostly in zinc or whatsoever they had. And downtown Amsterdam, they had the, you had to pay even tax over it when you were collecting water, rainwater. So stupid they were, or so optimistic they were. But we found that in the records we found in the archive, and that even our family, they picked up from the bridge, they had some special tubing and container at the bridge, which was picking up the bridge water. Yeah, they had to collect rainwater. It was better as the water from the canal there. That was usually used for washing, but for drinking, it was too bad in those days. How they did it then, in those days, without these minerals in, I don't know. But we have the opportunity, we can buy the minerals, the right minerals, they're obtainable. And you just put them in and you have glorious water, really very fine. But the chalk is out, it is too chalky here. If you see that, what it is, that if you have been distilling and you're wiping out the last part of it, then it's as white as it can be. And if you put that in a glass and you keep it quiet, then it's sinking to the bottom. You have a huge, fine, white layer, a real white layer. And I collected it over 25 liters, which I have been distilling. And then you see that there's quite a lot of rubbish which you are getting in. This is what we don't need to have all that, that chalk. And probably it's calcium carbonate. Yeah, it's calcium carbonate. That's what it is. It's just marble. That's what it is. It's just in. And I don't like to have that in. I don't need it. But the rest must be in. And so it's the best if you can get it. I have now an address where I can get the real mineral water. And that comes from the Black Forest. And that's very good water. A friend of mine has been testing it here in the summer. At the conference, I'll try to get the series of these bottles. They only have about 2 liters in one bottle, but never mind. Maybe I can get even bigger bottles. That's what I have to inquire. But now we have, the drinking water here is very good. Yeah?
Yeah, you saw the bottles I had, which I got from my spring in Surrey when you were here.
Right, right.
So it's quite a big job getting stocked up with water for a lot of people.
That is right, that's right. But you can drink here the tap water. That's no problem. You can simply drink it. And I have been using it for 20 years. But in the end, you're going to think, well, can I do something about it? Can I improve it? Yeah, I have the equipment, I have the means, so what shouldn't I do? That's kind of making your own mineral water or mineralized water. That is possible.
So is it a solar distiller you've got? Is it a solar distiller if you say it's on the roof?
No. The copper spiral is outdoors to cool down. I have a ventilator.
All right.
And that works, that's best. So if it is 30, 40 degrees outdoors, then you can't use it. But early in the morning, you can always use it and you can distill some 4 liters of water. And 4 liters of water is indeed a gallon. So it's possible with the tank I have, the distilling tank is an old pressure cooker. And I dismantled all the rubbish from the pressure cooker and had a spiral on it. And that works fine. It works super. And I also have on it connected it's not only the tap spiral which is doing the cooling work. You also can use it in a condenser. And I have a condenser connected on it. And that works super. The condenser is even better. So we'll see what we'll have next year. Probably we'll have as well as tap water, as well as mineral water, as mineralized water. And we can check what we want. But everybody wants, it's there. It's available. Maybe you can't find any kind of difference in the water quality, but we can do it. We have the opportunity. And I realized the best tea water is indeed the water from the well or distilled, mineralized water. Works as well. That is, the taste of the tea is better, definitely better.
Yeah. So you have a well there, do you?
No, that's the Black Forest well.
Oh, right.
It's a few miles away. But I have found here, I think it was at the discount shop. Yeah, there was a discount shop. And they sold it. Yeah, they sold it. Well, I have two of these addresses. Oh, both of them are 10 kilometers in distance. And but by car, it's no difficulty. You can't have a full carload with all these bottles. Anybody can have what they want. So that's no problem at all. the cooking, they will be done here. So all these kind of problems will be solved automatically. It's dependent on how many people are coming. we'll see.
Well, if Bill circulates them to his... Bill circulates them to his list, you might be on about 3 or 4 extensions on.
You never know. We will see what's going to. Yeah, then we have to meet the gymnastic room here. We have a gymnastic hall, and they use it for special occasions and special circumstances. And if we have too many people, we would be able to go in there. But that's the worst case. Yeah. It would be interesting.
You might even have BIWF coming.
Yeah, that would be possible. I wouldn't send them away. What for? But the interesting thing is,
you might be able to
have
an
English. Yeah. Yeah. But then we would have been able, if then enough people from England are coming in, then we have an English hall in Germany where English is spoken, and the people who pass by, they will say, what's that? What are they speaking here? What is this? Never heard it before.
They've been invited.
Possible. Yeah.
Invited.
Yeah, how is that possible? What's happening here? And the lucky thing is they couldn't understand us. It would be funny, but I think it's not coming so far. We can have it in here. And I think about 20 people we can have maximum. That's about the maximum load. Beyond that, we have to find another room. we'll see what will happen. It takes a bit more time before I have to clean it. It must be cleaned out at that time. But there is a huge pile still standing here in the in the library room. That must be taken out. And if that's finished, okay, then it's all right. We can go. But, okay. That's for next year summer. We'll fix it.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, I was busy with some vacuum pumps. I'm waiting for some schematics, for I couldn't come further. There was a difficulty. The motors of these pumps are different, after all. And the difference is just a tiny bit, but it's just enough that I can't use the power supply. That's a terrible thing. And I have to find out the difference between these motors and finding out how I can change the one into the other. Yeah. There's always something to learn and to experience. That's what I'm doing.
It doesn't blow up.
Yeah. Indeed, if they blow up, that means if these turbines are going to be in unbalance, then these leaves of the turbines are going to touch each other, and then you have only an aftershock left over.
Yeah. Is there a very long German word associated with that?
No, not so that I know about. We say, I did tell it in the company. I said, well, folks, this is an aftershock. And they knew exactly what I was meaning. For they had it in my hands. I said, well, this machine is finished. And they told me, after they showed me up the rubbish, and I said, yeah, that's expensive. Yeah, we asked for the difference. It cost 26,000 German marks. I said, yeah, I know. I know, that's about the price of a new machine. That's correct. Yeah. They will not repair this one. It's really finished. Yeah. And if you have all these leaves, these turbine leaves, and if that is hooking in, and with the speed, the rotation velocity is about 60,000 revolutions a minute. And if that was going wrong, it's a real bang. Yeah.
Somebody else is banging, but I say.
Yeah. I think it was Tia.
Sorry about that. My headphones were getting a bit heavy.
Ah, and now you have the loudspeaker on.
Sorry.
Yeah. Is your headphone, is it really a big, heavy set with these big ear devices?
Well, it's my, medium.
I have a lightweight.
It's medium, but I've just bought a very, very lightweight one for my laptop.
And
it would be much better. It's hurting my ears now.
Yeah, that's right. Because it's aching on your ears, I know what it is.
Yeah.
Formerly we used the old headsets, now I have such a light one. It's lightweight, it's a few grams, I would say, and they are perfect.
Yeah, my other one is, but
all the evening.
I didn't fancy scrambling behind the tower in order to unplug these, but I should have done.
Yeah. You better have a switch on the front side, somewhere a switch box, and you can switch from over. Easier.
Yes, it would be, wouldn't it? Yeah. But I bought a lighter set, so that I wouldn't have this problem. But I tend to use it on a laptop.
Right. Yeah, mostly the laptops, I have the easy ones. But I saw this one, the one I'm using here, in the dump stores in the Netherlands, for 4.5 euro. I said, what? Take two of them.
Yeah, mine were quite cheap, the light ones, but they're much more comfortable than these.
Yeah. I still have the old ones. But when you're alone, it's no difficulty. But if somebody has a radio or whatever, television set on, then you need to have the old clumsy ones, for they have to close off all the surrounding sounds. Otherwise, it's terrible. You can't understand what's going on.
That's right, yeah.
But the old ones, they are squeezing off your ears. Yeah. A modern time, actually have the best of stuff in today's times, why not? Yeah.
So what else is going on in Europe?
Yeah.
Any good news on the nationalist front?
Well, did you hear, I was circulating, I think Matthew, various people got one about... just a day or so ago, they was out demonstrating Reykjavik about their financial situation.
Yeah, I read it. Yeah, that's right.
In Iceland? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, in Iceland, Yeah, big stuff.
They've only got about 100,000 people there, so to get a good demonstration is quite an achievement.
Throwing rotten eggs at the parliamentarians because they don't want them to give in to Brussels. They don't want to be responsible for the debt of the banks.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're the only people who are actually standing against it.
Well, good. At least somebody's setting an example.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if they ever bring Turkey out into the EU, it'll just destroy the EU.
Well, there are 75 million people in Turkey, and you can bet that half of them will want to come here.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So we'd have all those Muslims here.
Wonderful.
Mm. Well, they were one of the first lots to come into Europe after the war, because most of them went to Germany, didn't they, the Turks?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did. We still have them, and we like to see them go. But
now, I heard there's some Turkish backlash in Germany. Is that true?
Backlash?
They hate the Turks.
Well, I've heard that recently there's some Turkish backlash, that there's some German backlash against the Turks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is going to happen. That's clear, because it's going too far. And they have too big mouthies, and the manner in which they are going around in shops, etc., and how they are looking at the local people from the area, then that is very often very low. Yeah, we had to work.
Well,
I
even led to believe that this was going on recently already. But
yeah, it's quite a long time. Meanwhile, that it is getting a negative mood, to say it in the least way. But slowly, people are going to realize it's going too far. We have too many of them, and they're taking over too much business, and they have too many big mouth. We don't like it. We don't need it. In actual fact, we don't need them at all. And the worst of all is, if they are for a few years in, then they are going to reunite the family. And then the parents are coming in here. So what the heck to do with these parents here? We don't need them. And they are coming in always ill. Who is going to pay for that? They never paid any penny for the insurance. So that is going on our back again. And that means the cost for the health insurance is going to raise again. Well, we are not willing to raise that again. We are getting nothing for it. So it's absurd. And every hospital has a loss throughout every year of very often a million or so because of helping people. Well, they can't send them away, but they're coming from abroad, or they don't have any penny. But who's going to pay for that? If the government is going to pay that from the taxes, well, it's a punishment. It's ridiculous. Well, and in the Netherlands, they realize that it is going too far, and there they are going to do some about it, but how much, I don't know. Because we like to see them going.
Because I heard in the Netherlands they can form a government. Because of this chap who's against the Muslims, I've forgotten his name. He got a majority, but they won't accept him as prime minister. And they're trying to get the other minority parties to form a government, but they can't.
They can't. That's right.
They got a similar thing in Belgium.
That's right.
And also Hungary and Northern Italy, because the Tyroleans, aren't happy.
Yeah.
Because, it's fairly prosperous in Northern Italy, and, all the wealth they generate is going to the south or to Eastern Europe, so they're up in arms.
Right, right. That's what we don't want. We don't need these people. And let them go home.
But they've all been given the power to vote. And only this week, all the prisoners throughout the EU have been granted the right to vote as well, which in our country has never happened before.
Isn't that just lovely?
Yes, it doesn't matter how notorious a crime, they have this, human right to vote. now.
Yeah. It's real ridiculous. Yeah.
So I think in Switzerland, don't they still bar women from voting in Switzerland? Or no, they did up to fairly late, didn't they? It's only the men who could vote.
Until fairly late. But
I don't know, but it's not part of the EU, is it? So
it can remain
as it is.
Right. Well, that's where the Rothschilds keep all their money. Yeah.
Exactly.
So they won't be.
Yeah.
And
until
the square
they don't
mile.
Need it anymore. Yeah. But it's the way in which they can kill a country because they have no government, and then they can do anything they want and undermining the country in whatever way. And this is one of the ways. It's terrible, but it's happening in this way.
Well, they're doing it in the UK with the coalition.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. But I see
that entire policy is just self-destructive to our culture, and we are imploding.
Yeah.
I mean, it's nothing explains it better than Jeremiah chapter 31. I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
That Yahweh's sowing the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and the seed of beast.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he also says he'd bring upon us the worst of the heathen, and that's precisely what is happening.
Yeah. Right.
Yes, it is an incredible, a lot worse than any of us could hope. I gather.
Yeah.
But our people have to one way or another, they have to come into consciousness of who they are, and that they're different from these other people. And if this is what it takes, then this is what we have to suffer.
Yeah.
It's incredible that more people aren't waking up. And to me, I mean, most identity pastors are part of the problem. They're not part of the solution. And that's why I'm so hard on Pete Peters and Ted Wieland and Martin Lightfoot and all of these other weenies.
Well, when they talk about these good people, and you look at what these good people have done to the jewels in the crown that they've been handed in various parts of the world, and which are now complete wildernesses and societies which have fallen apart and are terror-stricken. You know, it's not rocket science to work it out that they're not meant to inherit in the sense that we are.
Right,
absolutely. Yeah. They're not meant to inherit in any sense whatsoever, but
that's
right.
That's right.
That the inheritance is with us, and that's the bottom line. We should have no part with them. And no matter how you want to, what way you want to cut it, I can't see any way that in Scripture that you could include the aliens.
Yeah, never. Nay. Possible.
It's absolutely dishonest, these people. These people are just lying.
Yeah.
So they're either exposed as being agents for the enemy, or they have to come around eventually. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
I'm going to write something else up on. I'm not going to let them go away. I'm not going to let them die. I'm going to keep hounding them at every chance I get. I might be like a poodle yapping, but I'm not going to stop yapping.
I think it's so fundamentally important to get this aspect of the message right. Because if you can't see this, you're going to make some really serious mistakes, which will undermine the security of us all.
Right.
Well, they've done it. They've already undermined the security of us all. And we have to cry out about the sin and point it out and make it manifest.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
That's our Christian duty.
Certainly is.
Well, excuse me, I'm going to say good night to everybody.
Yeah. Okay, good night.
Right, Dorcas.
Dorcas, it's wonderful to speak to you again, and stop by anytime you want during the day, and usually you'll catch somebody here, but if I see you coming, I'll try to holler at you. I'll try to take a minute out.
All right. Then.
Oh, blessing.
Thank you.
Good night.
Oh, blessings.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. Yeah.
No Americans today. They're all tired of hearing me, I guess. I don't know. Pride is the only one.
Oh, well, it's still working day. They have to work. It's office time still.
Well, at least usually at least three or four of them make it, you know.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because last time Brian was on, wasn't he, from Soul Brethren?
Yeah, I don't know where he is today. Yeah. I tried to get him this morning because I sent him some material for that program Sunday, and I haven't heard.
Oh, yeah.
Has he got a job yet?
No, but he is out looking, and that might be where he is now.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Very difficult for him.
Always, yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the 1010 show. I'm ready for it. I just got to cut out about 6-7 pages of material. I have too much.
Yeah.
It's hard to determine what you want to cut when you have too much material.
Oh, that's always. Yeah, that's always. You better start speaking and just see where you're stranding. I know such problems.
Well, you have to speak very quick, like Wesley Swift. They could help.
Yeah, well, I have my first presentation is 24 pages. I hope I could get it all in. I'm going to talk as quickly as possible, believe me.
Oh, Avenger is connected.
Yeah. How you doing, Avenger?
Yeah. Fine.
Yeah, that's another American. All right. They're around somewhere.
Yeah. We know him. Yeah.
So we haven't had any Dutch on yet, have we?
Yeah.
No, they won't be here. I don't know. Icelander is usually on here during the day. He hasn't been around in a couple of days, so I don't know where he is. He might be busy with something.
Yeah, throwing eggs and tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll have to ask him for a report.
Yeah.
Maybe he's sitting in an Icelandic jail. He's always in the Christigenia Forum, though, too, so.
Okay.
I don't know how many. I know some of you have passwords for the forum. I don't pay much attention to who. It's amazing how many people come here and aren't in the forum and vice versa, but that's okay.
Nice. Hello, Avenger. You're a kinfolk, yeah. By the way, how is June at the moment? Is still having a computer in the...
No, well, she was going to come down for the 1010, but she's got somebody coming to do her roof on the shed because of rain. And she was hoping it would be done, you know, early this week, but because of the rain they've had up there, it's been delayed. So she might be coming down the week after. Then I might go up, and then I can let her buy up a laptop.
Okay.
And when she's down there, show her how it works.
Right, that's important.
But I haven't... I have got it connected up to TeamSpeak, but when I did try it, Bill, no. I mean, it was downloading things, and it wasn't too good. But I have to have a go with it sometime, just double-check it.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Right.
And the other thing, it didn't seem to like me downloading Skype, whether it was the wrong version. It just said it wasn't a Windows compatible file.
Oh, okay.
So I have to have a look at that again. Because you're on XP, aren't you? You can download Skype on your XP, can you?
I?
You've got XP your computer runs on XP, doesn't it?
All this computer stuff is still running onto Windows 2000. And except for this one, this big one, we had to lift up only for the TeamSpeak there where it had to go to, the newer version. There I have changed, but further it's still all Windows 2000. Yeah. XP is only in this for the specials. And further, I don't have it anymore anyway. But it may be, if anything goes well, there I have some problems. William is going to come within 2 weeks into here by car, if anything goes right and honorable. And then he is going to bring in another tower, an old tower of him, and that's an XP. And he doesn't use that one anymore. So that tower is going to be placed then under the table here, connected to one of the screens. And then it will work. And then I have...
So you have more computing power.
And it's a bit faster. Then I have more more computing power that's necessary for the internet, because that old machine is now so slow because of all these alterations and these edit things that the he is dragging all that rubbish from Windows with him, which I don't need. Where I'm using a few percent of the Windows complete system. But it is to be dragged in and dragged in, and that is so slow. It takes minutes before it's starting up. And even the photographs, which I'm now collecting from people, from the video cameras and their camera stuff, etc. I'll pick it up on this computer, because this computer has still a huge amount of capacity, because it's not updated, though as far as possible, I kept the updates away, because I don't need it. It's only prepared for the TeamSpeak and the show, and DVDs, which I want to run. And in case of, I can also connect it to the email system. That's no problem. That can be done. But the big stuff is all on the other computer. But that one is getting overloaded now. But it's dependent on whether the two guys are coming. If William is coming alone by plane, then he can't bring all that heavy stuff with him. That's impossible. The 20 kilograms is not so much.
Having a computer
somewhere loaded in. Yeah, that's right. Then I have to wait a bit. Next year, in spring, I'm coming in the Netherlands, and I won't be able to take it in myself. But I hope they are coming together, for that's the planning. And if the weather is then changed, then we can go and work in the observatory as well. That's what we wanted. That was the goal behind it. But okay, we'll see what it will be. And the weather is not improving, it's still pretty worse. And we are now in a period where it would be fine, we'll be able to observe the dark sky, but, well, it stops in a few weeks. Let me see. Yeah, it's now, we're going up to new moon. That was full moon, half moon, that is the last moon. It's new moon, coming Saturday, it's new moon. Huh? Am I right? Yeah. It's the 17th. It's the 7th. 7th of October. Yeah, that's right. We have the new moon right now. And in a week we have quarter moon. See, that it's now still until Sunday, Monday. For then, if the weather is improving, then we can do some photography work. But after the 14th, yeah, then the new moon, it's quarter moon, then it's ruining the sky, or you have to wait until deep in the night, until the moon is gone.
Yeah.
And then you're wasting 50% of your time. Okay. So, if it's not changing or improving the weather within a few days, then okay, then the game is over, and we have to wait another 2.5 weeks. But I'm used to it, so okay. And the first film is filled up, so, all right. The equipment is standby. I have more to do in the house. Oh, yeah, oh, so it is. We will just go on. I don't know what's going to happen in the future, and I'll just wait for the best. It's the best we can do all. And we have to. Yeah, that's what it is. And what's more to be said? There was some question. Oh, okay, it was June. Yeah, that's right. I don't have any questions.
I think she was going to phone you about something.
Okay. That could be done tomorrow.
Did you educate Tejeta and Ben into TeamSpeak?
Yeah, well, we talked about it, and she said, yeah, I think it's better that I'm also coming on the talk show on the TeamSpeak. He said, yeah, that's what it is. And we have to ask her husband to change her or to improve or modernize her computer, that she's capable of having both the talk show she's still having. You can just adjust it. That's no problem. But the TeamSpeak, then you have to change the program. That is a bit more complicated. But she has a XP computer, so it is possible to put it on. But Ben has to install it, and that takes a bit of time, and I hope they will do it finally, and then she can listen in and come in with advices, ideas, and whatsoever. But basically, that's the first time I heard that she is saying, yeah, I better come to the TeamSpeak, etc. Said finally.
She was telling me after she got the copy of the reply I sent to Annika. I take it you got one. All right. You got my copy of the reply I sent to Annika's, you know, query about the fellowship.
Yeah. I have it here. I have a statement. Yeah, I was angry. Not about the article, but about a stupid computer.
Right.
For I wanted to print it, and I did print it, and then, you know, just clicking on it, and it's printing, and then it's going to print like an idiot. 40 pages or whatsoever on one side. No, I want to have it on two sides. And in the one program it's possible, and the other it's not possible. So I have to inquire at William, why is it so stupid that that machine doesn't ask me first odd and even pages? It has to do automatically when I click on printing, saying odd or even. And then I say first odd and then the even or the other way around. That works. But it doesn't work. And if you have somebody who's sending you something, a schematic or whatsoever, then above the schematic, then you see the printing sign for your printer. And when you're pushing on that one, my machine is automatically saying even odd and odd, even and odd pages. All right, do it in that way. That's the only right way. Have double printed. Why two ways all on one side? Now that's what I have to get out. But on the top line, you can see print. And then it's you click print, and then it's going to run like an idiot all on one side. Yeah, that's too expensive. And I don't want to have the huge amount of paperwork if I can do it with 50% less. And certainly, if I have these schematics for these peculiar integrated circuitries, then I don't want to have 15 pages. That can be done in 7.5. But I'll have to inquire what that is, and I must be able to change it. There is some record behind, and you can change this, and you can change that. He is asking all if you click on it, but not even or not pages. This is stupid. I have to find out how to change that, because it's important. Maybe it will be the right click on it was the right finger. Maybe there's something. I don't know. But so far I have the article, and I wanted to have it printed before the Sunday. I wanted to read it completely downstairs in the living room. At ease from the paperwork on the Sunday morning.
Well, that's a good
time to do so. But it isn't. Yeah, I have now about 50% of it. For I stopped the machine and I said, stop it. And okay, you'll switch it all off. I said, so, okay, that's all right. And now it's gone. Then you're starting up and it's spitting out all these pages. I said, oh, stupid machine. Yeah, okay. But on Monday, Monday I have William on the internet, and then I'll ask him, well, what is this now again? What's
you should really
wrong?
Think about upgrading from Windows 2000, right?
Yeah, but these machines can't be upgraded. They are too old, they're too slow, they can't do it. And that's
you could probably get yourself a copy of Linux Mint 8 to run on it.
That's why I was thinking, and I hope that I'll still have to discuss that with William, that he is going to bring in his basic setup for Linux. He has it. He has all these. He is a software specialist. He has it on the recordings and on his DVDs, and he has just to bring in the right DVD, put it in the disk, and just run it up. And that's the best way we can do. And that's what
well, if your computer has a DVD player in it, then it can't be too old for Linux.
That's right. That's why I want to have one of the things in the middle. Then we are going to clean out all the procedures which are in the middle one, and we put Linux on it. Linux number 9, then. Huh? That's
I would put Mint 8 on an old computer. I would put Linux Mint 8 on an old computer.
Okay. Yeah, well, it can be done.
With the GNOME desktop. Not the KDE desktop, the GNOME desktop.
Okay.
And GNOME desktop. That's a different KDE desktop. That there's a choice of either. KDE takes up a lot more memory and resources than the GNOME desktop does.
Okay.
But the machine I'm talking to you right now on is 10 years old, and it only has 1 gigabyte of RAM, and it's running on Linux Mint 8, and it's perfect. I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. Linux, room. Yeah, and these machines, I obtained them, what is it? I'm now 4 years in retired. That's 4 years. And there were a few years running, some 4, 7. I think they were about 8 or 10 years old, like that.
Yeah, well, they're not any older than the machine I'm talking to you on.
That's right. And it is still a Pentium 3, which is inside. Yeah. Yeah. And the Pentium 4 was the next one, which is in the observatory. It's the fastest one. And these Milliron ones are even faster. But that's what I don't need, because I don't need all that bulk stuff. I need simple stuff for all the extra things. I never use it. What for? It's not in my scope. But I'll rediscuss it with William. And, he's a software specialist. He knows how to bring it in and out. And he knows.
Well, I guess it's a little older than this one, because this one's running a Pentium 4.
Yeah. Okay, that's the Pentium 3 here, Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's why we installed the Pentium 4 for the observatory. That's the fastest and the biggest and has the greatest capacity in the memory block. And that works best for that, but it is for observation, etc. It will never have that bulk which I have on this computer here. And if I have the XP, it would be easier here then, with the connection from here to the observatory. Then I'll just switch on the computer in the observatory, and I'll go inside where it is warm here, and I can communicate with the computer there and do all the computer enhancement in here, and then I'll send it back to the observatory. That's the best and the easiest way. That's the opportunity of today's sun. But we had a very interesting thing. Yeah, I saw it last week. I saw the chap who is... organizing the computer businesses in here and the internet connections, etc., together with the burger, the town mayor here, they were walking almost in the rain, and another chap, and they were walking to and fro here over the street, and said, "Aha! They are going to find out where is the best place to get the cable through, because we need to have a cable from here to the next village, and it should start the construction in this very autumn time. So it's time that has to start before it's winter." And they have to dig open the side of the street and get the new cable in. They start, and it looks as if they are busy with it. And it has to be, because the up and download time here for whatever simple program is a horror. It takes so much time, because I'm at the end of the line, and there's no more power in it. The tap is just open. Yeah?
Do you have a job down on the audio and video files he was telling me?
Yeah, because if I want to have an upload or a download to the Netherlands for what I have been doing here, it takes hours to get the simple program up. That Williams is the man that is crazy. You have at least 10 times less power on the line as what we have in the Netherlands. Yeah, he is middle of the town, and I'm here in the village at the edge. So, you don't have much. But everybody is complaining here about it, so they are doing it. And they do their best, whatever they can. It's also for the few companies we have round about here, and some companies like to come over here, and there is still an opportunity for them to build little companies, but they say, "Do you have an internet connection?" And then we have to say no, and then they simply say, "Then we're not coming," and that is correct. And that's income for the community here, and it's not a good thing, so they are making a kind of hurry about it, and they are hurrying up, I hope, to get that cable, and then we have a normal connection. Just Maybe in the few months we have it, finally.
Yeah.
But it is in progress, so we're doing our best.
So you won't know yourself when you've got it?
Yeah, they will inform us all, and we will probably also recognize it, that, hey, it's going faster. What's this? And less disconnections from the internet, etc. All that sort of problems will be finished then. Yeah, but it will take a few months. Hey, come on. Green off again. So.
So.
Yeah, that's all the news from here. I don't have more news.
Well, maybe we, all right, maybe that's enough news.
Yeah, Sunday we're having a lot of news. We will listen in. I think I'll bring the tea upstairs and I'll take it in advance. That's a good idea. That's right. Then I don't need to go downstairs and I can make the tea here.
Yeah. Well, I'd be lost without my little electric teapot sitting next to me, right?
Yeah. I believe it. Yeah.
I'd never be able to do a five-hour program.
Without tea.
I couldn't do 2 hours.
Bill, yeah. Does your teapot boil water?
That's all it does, is boil water.
Ah, it's all right. Yeah. It's we call that a kettle.
Yeah.
Well, technically it's a kettle, right? Kettle tea. Yeah. I only use it for tea, so it's a teapot to me, right? I don't put the tea in it. No, it just boils water, and I use tea bags.
Because
Twinings.
Oh, not Twining.
Yeah, I drink Twinings. Why is that a problem?
Oh, but here. in the north, they have just ditched all their employees, but in the last week, the last week of their service, they expected them to train all the Indians who were going to take their places.
Oh, wow.
So I'm not buying Twinings anymore.
Okay, Judith, I'll boycott. I'll find something else I like. I love Twinings, though.
No,
I've been drinking. You know, I drank Twining's English breakfast tea for 10 years before I went to prison.
Oh right.
I really missed it in prison. I'm telling you, I've been drinking it ever since I got out.
Oh well, you've got a lot of time to make up then, haven't you? We'll let you off. No, really, what I wanted to ask was, teapot. Is something we make tea in. We pour the boiling water into the teapot. Now, what then do you call the teapot?
Yeah,
I only call it my teapot because that's what I use it for. But technically, it's a kettle. You're correct.
No, I thought there was a difference between American English here and British English.
But Americans tend more to call things after what they use them for, I guess. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
Now I wanted to learn if it was a different usage over there, because you do have some pretty good word designations for lots of things.
But technically it's an electric kettle.
That's right.
And a teapot, even my grandmother always called the kettle sitting on her stove, she always called it the tea kettle because that's what she used it for.
Right.
Yeah, that was the primary use. The reason to boil water is for tea, right?
Of course,
that's right.
I don't drink instant coffee. Yeah, you know, so I just call it a teapot. It is a kettle, though. You're right.
Right.
Wondered. I just thought, has he got an electric teapot?
Yeah.
You know, that's what I was thinking.
Well, you have to try Yorkshire tea.
Well, you know, I drink what they sell here, too, right? I mean, the big American brands all suck, to be honest with you. I mean, Lipton is terrible, I think. And Twinings is much better tea.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've always, I tried it.
So which one do you have, the breakfast?
Yeah, English breakfast tea is my favorite. I mean, I got a box of Earl Grey laying around somewhere. Yeah, yeah. I don't even think I've tried yet. I like the English breakfast tea a little better than the Irish. But I could drink that too.
But I bought a box of Earl Grey last time I went down to Binghamton, and I haven't even, I don't even remember where I put it, to be honest with you.
It's an acquired taste, isn't it?
I haven't tried it yet, so I don't know.
Well, you can only drink it black.
I only drink it straight. I don't put anything in it.
Oh, right.
I never put anything in my coffee or in my tea.
Everything's black.
Yeah. No cream, no sugar, no sweetener, no nothing.
The sweetener you never use. Yeah.
I drink three cups of coffee every morning. It's straight.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
If you can.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking to make a milkshake or anything or a dessert.
Oh, well, then you'll enjoy the Earl Grey.
Well, I find it. It's around here somewhere. Now I haven't even thought about it since I bought it. That was 5 weeks ago, I think, the last time I went to Binghamton, maybe six.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to end the recording here in 3 hours. I mean, if we want to stay longer, we could stay longer, of course.
Yeah, all right.
It's 11 o'clock.
I want
here.
To get rid of these headphones.
Well, thank you for coming, and may Yahweh bless all. We'll see you here in 2 weeks.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Right. And all success for Sunday.
Thank you. We'll do the best we can.
Right, we will do.